protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
It is Independence Day, and we come to you from Parkview Field in the Summit City. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa. The Lansing Lugnuts and the Fort Wayne Tin Caps met up yesterday in Lansing, and today, meeting up in Fort Wayne, the home-and-home series. Yesterday, 9,917 in Lansing, Michigan. Today, we've heard that this is lighting up to be one of the largest crowds ever in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And on the bright side, Adam Jaxa is here too, wearing his American flag. Good evening, sir.
Happy birthday, America. What's going on here? Why are we in a different city 3 days into a six-game set? I'm very confused.
We played three in Lansing, and now we're coming here. Dark side of the diamond taking over Jackson Field. Jacob Waters looking to dominate in Fort Wayne. The last time that Waters was on the mound, there were too much Waters. It rained out after the first inning. We had to postpone till the next day. That was all we saw of him. He'll get more today in front of the largest crowd that the Tin Caps will host all year.
Yes, indeed. And that's after we saw the largest crowd that Lansing hosted probably for all year as well. But this is a great time. It's the 4th of July. Happy 4th. And let's play some baseball. Let's see what we got. This has been a tough spot for Lansing to play in Fort Wayne. Curious, Jesse, as they take two of the first three in Lansing, can they carry it over? Can they find a couple of wins out here at Parkview Field to end up this series before we get 2 days off?
The big question for Fort Wayne has been, the pitching has been great, the hitters haven't been. Will their pitchers stay great? Can their hitters wake up? I think we can ask the same thing about the Lugnuts, because yesterday we saw great pitching once again. The Lugnuts scored two runs in the bottom of the third inning, and that was all that they needed. They won 2-1.
I mean, you think about it, the last 19 innings in this series, Lansing has scored two runs in that third inning. That's been it. They were shut out on Tuesday, 5-0. So yes, they gotta get the bats going, and certainly they need good pitching. Yesterday, it felt like they were up 5 or 6 runs in that game. It was a one-run game throughout. The tying run was stranded at third base to end the game on a great grab by Johnny Butler to finish things off. So, can the offense find some momentum? We will have a different man in the leadoff spot tonight than accustomed to what the Lugnuts have seen. Maybe that potentially can provide a spark.
Let's get right into critiquing, analyzing, breaking down these starting lineups. We begin with the Lugnuts. We'll lead off with right fielder Danny Bautista Jr. Batting second, the left fielder Saheed Valenzuela. When he first joined the Lugnuts, he was the second baseman. He's in left. Aribiel Anales, the shortstop, bats third. The first baseman, Will Simpson, cleans up. Batting fifth in the order, the third baseman, Luke Mann. Heading sixth in center field, it's Brian Guelabas. Then batting seventh, the DH, Cameron Masterman. Catcher C.J. Rodriguez bats eighth. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Jose Escorche. Bautista, Valenzuela, Angeles. Simpson, Mann, Guelabas, Masterman, Rodriguez, and Escorche. Before I ask you for a spotlight, Lugnut, what do you make of Danny in the leadoff spot?
I like it, and no secret here. He is going to be my spotlight guy tonight because I'm interested, Jesse. They've only had a few different guys lead off this year. Danny Bautista Jr. is not one of those guys. We've seen Yamauchi up there, Butler up there, Holzer up there, Buelbas up there. Now we see Danny Bautista Jr. up there. He's only 2-for-9 in this series, is Danny Bautista Jr., but he's squared up a lot of baseballs. He's putting the ball in play. He's got just one strikeout, so I think that's why the move from Craig Conklin. Johnny Butler struck out a few different times yesterday, so get a guy up there that can put the ball in play, and we'll see if maybe his BABIP rate is a little bit better down here at Parkview Field.
Those nine lug nuts will take on the 6'3 right-hander from Sacramento, 23-year-old Sam Whiting, who's been good recently. Feel that we've said that about a lot of the starting pitchers that the lug nuts have faced. The 16th rounder last year from UC Santa Barbara, Whiting, will be backed up by this starting nine for Fort Wayne. Leading off, the center fielder Homer Bush Jr. We'll come back to him in a moment. Anthony Villar is at second base, batting second. Batting third, the first baseman, Romeo Sanabria. Jay Beshear, the shortstop, cleans up. Batting fifth, in left field, it's Nick Vogt. Then hitting sixth in the order, Kai Murphy, the right fielder. Devin Ortiz at third base, bats seventh. Batting eighth, the DH, Joshua Mears. Don't make a mistake, you'll never see it again. And then batting ninth, wearing number nine, the catcher, Colton Bender. That's Bush, Villar, Sanabria. Beshear, Vogt, Murphy. Ortiz, Mears, Bender to back up Whiting and to oppose the Lugnuts right-hander Jacob Waters. Adam, we'll talk about your spotlight hitter in a moment. First, though, for Fort Wayne, their offense yesterday was done in by bad base running.
No. First, we're going to... What was this? Don't make a mistake. We'll never let you... What is this?
Oh, man, Joshua Mears. I've seen too many of his home runs. He hit a 500-foot shot in Lansing. He hit a 450-foot shot. Lugnuts have pitched him awful well. I'm just saying.
Okay, that was Joshua Mears has made a lot of mistakes, and you've seen them, and you're going after him, and I was like, what did I miss here?
No, I actually like his power. He's just struggled with his confidence, his swing. No, he's a very forgiving person, and I'm pretty forgiving, too. Who's your spotlight tin cap?
That's a great question. I think it's got to be Homer Bush Jr.,
yeah,
right?
I thought so.
This guy is... He wasn't in the lineup yesterday, and it was noticeable. They only get one run. The day he's in the lineup, we talked about it. He can get on base. He can cause chaos. He did that in that first inning on their way to a 5-0 victory. What I've been impressed with, and I know that he's only played in two of the three games, Lansing has held him to just one stolen base so far. So he's got 37 this year. That's now second best in the Midwest League. He started the series as the leader in the Midwest League. They've done a pretty good job against him when he's gotten on base, so it'll be interesting to see if that continues in front of this big home crowd tonight in Parkview Field.
It's amazing to me, looking around the major leagues and seeing all the games that were played early today, very early today. Heck, it's a holiday. Why not play a matinee? Up in high A baseball, if you were wondering about any games that were played earlier today, now everybody's waiting for the fireworks. So as a matter of fact, the Lugnuts and the Tin Caps getting things going at a 6:05 p.m. start. That is the earliest game in the Midwest League. In Asheville and Greenville, they're getting things going. They're underway in the first inning in a different high A league. Our umpires traveled with us. Not in Adam's back seat or anything, but we caravaned. Connor McKenna, the native of Ontario, has the balls and strikes, and Shin Koishisawa out of Japan has the field. So this umpiring crew on this rare home and home. Three games in Lansing, three games in Fort Wayne. The Lugnuts are wearing the retro road grays, the black caps with the red brims. Meanwhile, the Fort Wayne Tin Caps are wearing some special 4th of July patriotic uniforms. Adam, earlier, last couple of days, the three games played in Lansing, you'd been mentioning, hey, because it's a series like this, because you've got three games at home before you go to Fort Wayne, how you play in those games matters in terms of do you want to take this series in this important second half.
It's important. Again, you're trying to win the second half. You didn't get it done in the first half. You were close. But, yeah, I mean, you've got to change the tide in some of these places, in some of these series, if you're going to make some noise. And Lansing, again, they're off to a slower start. They lost the first few games of the second half before they finally picked up a victory, and that kind of started them behind the eight ball when they've I mean, Lansing has been 500 or a little above 500 most of the year. So to see them now 4-8 and five games below 500, they've got some catching up to do. And one of those ways you can catch up is, if you get some fries, but also if you can win in some of these places, Jesse, that have kind of created some horror stories, right? We saw it at Beloit. They have struggled there. Parkview Field, the last couple of years, Lansing just has not played well. They have not hit the ball well. Can that change today? That would be a great sign, and a long way left to go in the second half if Lansing can make something happen.
Well, that makes me look back to the very end of May when the Lugnuts played here in Fort Wayne, and they lost the first two games of that series 12-1 and 12-5. They responded with an 8-2 victory in the third game of the series, and then they lost two more in a row, 4-3 and 7-1 in seven innings shortened. But they responded in the finale with an 8-1 victory. So, in the end, losing 4 out of 6 games. So, that offense, as things went on, they finished well. They had that great middle contest performance. But their pitchers in the games that they lost had great difficulties in growling a Fort Wayne offense that, to be quite frank, this offense has struggled. They're one of the statistically worst in the Midwest League this year.
Yeah, I mean, batting average by team, they're last in the league, you know, and that's why they've lost a lot of games. But Lansing has the worst team ERA in the league. So Fort Wayne is able to pitch it well, which they've done really over the last 7-8 games. And they've been able to get enough hits and runs against the Nuts to have this series lead here in 2024. So, again, we've talked about it a lot. We talked about it earlier this week, the fact that it felt like Lansing needed to win all three at home because it has been so challenging here in Fort Wayne. But now we get to see. This is an opportunity here. Can you win some games that you haven't been able to win in the past and find a way to win this series over 6 games here before you get those 2 days off?
Let me give you a spotlight player that might surprise you. Jose Escorche. Now, Escorche this season has only played 25 games for the Lugnuts. He's committed 10 errors. That leads the squad. One of the big keys to yesterday's win was the defense was excellent. And when Fort Wayne tried to rally in the first inning and in the fourth inning, double plays ended those threats. You're going to need Escorche to be near spotless. You're going to need the rest of your defenders to step up. And a day in which you have Saheed Valenzuela playing in left field in place of Johnny Butler, C.J. Rodriguez, the catcher, and we love his game calling, but Cole Kahn generally has been better at throwing runners out trying to steal. Fort Wayne does love to run. This defense is going to be under the microscope.
Yeah, I mean, all areas, right? Like Lansing's, when they win games specifically on the road where they just haven't been as good, only a few games under 500 with their road record, but when they win games on the road, they put together all facets. They pitch it well, they play good defense, and they hit the ball well. They keep the pressure on the opposing pitchers. There's no shortage of the fact that they're going to have to do all three of those things well here tonight, and certainly defense is going to be a big part of that.
With Jacob Waters, let's see. Can he keep that pitch count down? Will we see those weak grounders? Will we see those broken bats? Will we see that great power curve? We are going to see the Fort Wayne starter, Sam Whiting, first, though, out there with the dream team for Fort Wayne. The umpires stand facing one another, one at the top, one at the bottom of home plate. Out of the Lugnuts, third base side dugout already, Saheed Valenzuela and Danny Bautista Jr. have emerged. The first two batters in the order, and now Will Simpson, and now Luke Mann, and now the rest of the team stands next to them. Simpson takes off his baseball cap. The others do too. And it's time for us to send it down to the field for our national anthem.
Stripes and bright stars.
All right, Stephanie Carlson, show off the vocal range. How about that to get us started on America's birthday? Happy July 4th, 2024. Let's play ball. Lansing Lugnuts have made the trip down here to Fort Wayne, Indiana to continue this six-game set against the Tin Caps. Speaking of Fort Wayne, they're 4-8, 32-46. Lansing, 4-8, and 36-41. The Nuts won the first two of three in Michigan State Capitol, including a 2-1 win yesterday, thanks to the two runs that they scored in the third inning. Gave up one run in the first, and then shut out the Tin Caps the rest of the night. So, we will see what Lansing provides here tonight. Fort Wayne has the red, white, and blue themed Tin Cap uniforms on tonight, while Lansing is in the road grays with Lansing in block red lettering. Uncle Sam wants you to listen to the voice of the Nuts. Call this one. He is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
We call it together. United we stand. We're sitting as we broadcast this game, but you get the point. Danny Batista Jr., Saheed Valenzuela, A. Rebiel Anales coming up. Sam Whiting completing his warm-up pitches for the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. Coming your way from the Summit City, where the Indiana-Michigan Power Building towers over all in downtown Fort Wayne. The Lugnuts come in 4-8, 36-41 overall. The Tin Caps are 4-8, 32-46 for the year. July 4th, 2024. Down to the field for two big words. So let's play ball. 248 years since 1776.
That's all, huh?
That's all. A big hug at first for the first base coach, Ruben Escalera, and Romeo Sanabria. Ruben now acknowledges the base's umpire, Shin Koishizawa. The time is 6.05 p.m., and the first pitch, Sam Whiting to Danny Batista Jr. The rock, the kick, and the pitch. Pop foul, beckon out of play, underway at 6.05 p.m., 93 miles an hour for strike one. And Fort Wayne, 77 degrees. From the first base side of the rubber, Whiting lets it fly. And that missed low. Apologies for that. Getting everything all straightened out here. Break even. Fouled off over the netting. One ball and two strikes on Danny. Danny Batista Jr., 2-for-9 in the series. A run, a walk, a strikeout. Whiting delivers. Served in the air out to left field. Vogt started back, now in, down the line. And Vogt made a great backhanded diving catch. Nick Vogt yesterday to open up the ballgame was robbed by Brian Grobas in center. And here he takes away the base hit from Danny Batista Jr. It was a bad first step, and so that made it more difficult. He kicked up a divot as he reached out to snare that baseball just over the grass. One out, nobody on for Saheed Valenzuela. And the deal. Fly foul off the left side, and strike one. Star next to that play on my scorecard. Well, Saheed yesterday contributed an RBI single, one of the two big run-scoring hits in the two-run third inning. Lugnuts won the game 2-1. They needed it. The pitch. Strike called on the outside corner. 95 for the Whiting fastball. I think, Adam, that the Padres might have found something in the 16th rounder out of UC Santa Barbara. This is an 0-2 pitch for Saheed. Swing and a miss. He went around too far. Fastball up and in. Realized too late. Oh, no. It's high. And he's gone for the first strikeout for Whiting. Hey, Rubio Anales now, the former Fort Wayne Tin Cat, back in his familiar haunts. On the pitch to Ruby. Line drive back to the middle, base hit center field. Nearly gave Whiting a heart attack. Bush Jr. relays it in. A two-out single for A. Rebiel. Well, Anales is now 6-for-13 in the series. That baseball tore right past the back of the head of the right-hander. Bring up Will Simpson. No score in the top of the first inning. Two outs. Whiting throws. Swing and a miss way out in front. Simpson supplied the RBI double yesterday in the two-run third. The pitch coming. That's high. One ball, one strike. And there you go. Jay Beshears had a sack fly in the first inning. And then in the third inning, Valenzuela, the RBI single, Simpson, the RBI double, and closed the books on the offense, 2-1 Lugnuts. Pickoff, though, into first base, Anales back and standing safely. No tag by Sanabria. We encourage you, follow us on social media, at Adam Jaxa for Adam, 80AM, J-A-K-S-A, at Jay Goldstrass for me, J-G-O-L-D-S-T-R-A-S-S. Here's the pitch. Will swings, foul tips it, Anales runs, double clutch, throw down, late. Arribial steals his 15th bag of the year in a scoring position with a count on Simpson now 1-2. Right now, Whiting attacking with that 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Looks back. Lets it fly. Fastball runs right at Will. Had a step back. Came out toward his belt loop. Two balls and two strikes. There's the story of John Smoltz, who tried to iron his jersey while he was wearing it. Would have left a scorch mark like that fastball. Here's the 2-2. Nope, pivots a bat, looks at Anales. That was 97 miles an hour. That would have taken off a button, I think.
How did that end well, how did that end for John Smoltz?
I mean, everything got ironed. Maybe not the wisest idea. Seemed like a good idea at the time. The pitch. Simpson goes down swinging. He chased down and away, and Whiting records his second strikeout to retire the side. Let's go to the bottom of the first. One hit, one left, Lugnuts nothing, and Fort Wayne coming up against Lansing right-hander Jacob Waters.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at uso.org today. We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at uso.org today.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Homer Bush Jr., Anthony Villar, Romeo Sanabria coming up. And they take on the Lansing Lugnuts right-hander, Jacob Waters. No score in the ball game after Sam Whiting stranded Aribel Anales in scoring position. And the first offering plunks Homer Bush Jr. Well, that's not the guy that you want to put on. And Waters puts him on immediately. 12th time this year that Bush Jr. has been hit by a pitch. He makes a living of this. So now Anthony Villard. Righty deals to lefty. Strike called on the inside corner. And with the way that Villar shot back, he thought he might get hit by a second straight Waters pitch. Homer Bush Jr. has stolen 39 bases this year. That ranks 8th in minor league baseball. He's not running, and the pitch is called strike two, the Waters curveball. Hey, Adam, why not break that out nice and early, right?
I'm good with it.
No score. Bush Jr. runs, and the pitch is high. Throw down by CJ. One hops in the tag. It's too late. It's the perfect pitch for Rodriguez to throw on, you would think, but Bush still got a jump, and the throw came in on the skip to Anales. Not a quick tag. It's steal number 38 for Bush Jr. I think that because of the throw bouncing in, Aribel, the way that he took it, it just was not lightning quick for him to try to slap that tag down. Time called to Villar. 1-2. Villar is hitting 254. He has homered in this series. Nobody out. Waters pitch. Bounced it in and blocked by Rodriguez. Right out toward the mound to keep Homer Bush Jr. at second.
Well, you talked about defense being important tonight. Yes. That's a good start right there for C.J. Rodriguez, keeping that in front of him.
Two balls and 2 strikes to Anthony Villar. 15th rider back in 2021 for San Diego. Waters deals a foul at home plate, just right off the end of the bat, and hit the ground behind the left-hand batter's box. Now as Waters going to the curveball to see if he could put him down. Villar caught a piece. For Anthony Villar, no batting gloves. Blue forearm wrist tape. Right, stretching on the wrist, down toward the forearms. Here's the pitch. Strike three called. Got him this time with the curve. First strikeout for Waters, first out of the bottom of the first inning. That Jacob Waters hook is a beauty. And that was a hammer he just dropped on Villar.
True, 12-6 right there from Jacob Waters. Excellent.
13 inches of induced vertical break. So now Romeo Sanabria. Instead of turning a look at Homer Bush Jr., no score, bottom of the first inning.
Tell you what, that sounds painful. 13 inches of induced vertical break.
In a different context, I think you're right. As it was, it just hurt the ego for Anthony Villar. There's the pitch. Sanabria takes a ball outside. Romeo Sanabria has been so effective in this series. But yesterday, his base running was not great. He was tagged out at second base to end the first inning. He was tagged out at home as part of the double play to end the fourth inning. The 1-0. Up and away. Or maybe I should simply say upstairs on the count, 2-0. Those were the two big double plays of the game. In the first inning, Jay Beshear's a sack fly. That scores Fort Wayne's first run. Sanabria tried to move into scoring position, and Rodriguez threw him out at second. The pitch off the outside corner. And then pivotal. In the top of the fourth inning, it's Sanabria at third base following a leadoff single, just like he had singled in the first inning. And he gets caught in between third and home and tagged by Luis Carrasco. Well, he's ahead in the count right here. This is a 3-0 that runs outside. And Sanabria is on. For Waters, therefore, a hit batter, a strikeout, a walk. And TJ wants a word with Jake. Just talking it all through at the moment, the catcher and the pitcher. They have great familiarity with one another. They worked together all last year and now working together all this year. And if you look back through Jacob Waters' appearances on the mound, Rodriguez, his catcher on April the 7th, April 19th, April 25th, May 1st, May 7th, May 12th, May 18th, May 24th. Then Cole Kahn, his catcher, May 29th and June the 4th. Back to CJ on June the 9th, June 15th, Cole Kahn. Cole Kahn the last time out, June 29th, and now CJ gets the assignment on the 4th of July. Double play ball would end this first inning scorelessly. The pitch inside for ball one to Jay Beshears. Adam Jackson, you are an audio wizard.
Are you sure I'm not a Fort Wayne wizard?
I am sure, because that guy is elderly. He's seen better days. Ball one offering, right-hander to right-hander. Breaks down in the dirt, and Beshears takes ball two. I think the question now for Jacob is, what pitches does he feel the most confidence in? The worry is that one of those pitches is going to catch too much of the strike zone and get barreled. Right now, he's just around the zone. Nobody's hit him yet. A 2-0. And Beshears takes a called strike. A fastball at the letters at 93. Five double play balls induced by Jacob Waters this year. Jay Beshears has hit into four. Look back to Bush at second. He's dancing. The deal. A ground ball right back to Jake. Turns those to second and put it into center field. Homer Bush Jr. scores to third base Sanabria. Fielder's choice, E1. And Fort Wayne leads 1-0.
It's brutal, man. It's a golden opportunity after you've made some mistakes here. You've walked a batter, and you got behind that you get what you're looking for, and he just misses the throw.
It looked to me like he massaged it. He's trying to push that instead of fire it to second base to get the double play going. And because of that, he simply one-hopped it right beyond Jose Escorche, the second baseman covering. So Beshears safely aboard at first base. Simply fielder's choice. Sanabria over to third. Bush Jr. is in. Nick Boat swings and lines a base hit to right field. There's your first hit for Fort Wayne. Gently struck. Gets the job done. Sanabria in. Beshears to second. And the RBI single makes it 2-0. Ball gets away to third base Jay Beshears. And this is going as poorly as it could be for Lansing's defense. It's a fastball in on the hands and just a jam shot that gets muscled out just beyond the infield dirt. Danny Batista Jr. then lobbing it back into the infield from right. And there's the unforced error, and Craig Conklin immediately out to the mound. Not Don Schulze, the manager, calling everyone together to say, hey, we need to get things on the same page. This is something we never see Conklin do.
No, you're right, and it takes an extreme moment like this where Lansing's just not quite ready to go here in the bottom of the first inning. Defensively, pitching-wise, just not there, right? An HBP to open things up, then a walk, then a mistake with the throw to second base, then a mistake with a throw in from the outfield. So it's just a come-together moment and go, guys, listen, restart. It's not what we wanted, but it's got to be cleaner from this point on.
It's another mistake for Jose Escorche, the second baseman, who couldn't grab the lob-in from Danny Batista Jr. There's a chopper pulled foul up the right side, and strike one for Kai Murphy. This is the worry about Jose Escorche, as we've seen these mistakes from the young second baseman. That is his 11th error of the year. At 0-1 pitch to Murphy. Swing and a foul tip. No balls and two strikes.
It looks like, Jesse, they actually gave the error to Danny Bautista Jr.
I wonder if the official score is going to stay with that. Because you and I saw the same thing, right?
Yep.
Yeah, official score right now in the game day. Says E9. Did they change it? They changed it to E4. Official score announcement over the PA. Kai Murphy waits. 0-2 pitch, Jacob Waters. A chopper pulled on the right side. It's grabbed by Escoche. Looks at second. Throws to first. Gets the out on Murphy. All the while, Bashir scores for a 3-0 lead. RBI for Kai Murphy. Up to second base, Nick Vogt. Now here's Devin Ortiz. Ortiz, the number 7 hitter in the order. Righty to righty. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Devin Ortiz is the starting third baseman. He's hitting 240 this year with power. Out of a crouch, he waits. The pitch, strike two called. Well, the good response by Jacob Waters. Right, you think about it. Comes right back, gets Kai Murphy after attacking him, getting ahead, strike one, strike two. The aggressor here, 0-2 pitch, the curveball fouled straight back. Nick Vogt is at second base for Fort Wayne. And the Tin Caps with 3 early runs. A hit by pitch on Waters' first effort began things. Homer Bush Jr. reached, stole second. He then scored after the Villar strikeout and the Sanabria walk. Bashir's grounded back to Waters, who then threw waywardly into second base. It bounced it beyond Escoche, and that brought in Bush Jr. 2 runs have scored since. And 0-2. Hang on, balk. Called on Jake by the base umpire Koishizawa at a third base, Nick Vogt. Didn't come to a complete stop. Second bonk for Jake. Fires down the rosin bag.
Yeah, he's upset with himself. You can see it. I mean, it's not the start. It's not what he was looking for. You said it. He didn't get to pitch very much the first time in Fort Wayne, and the start to this time has not been his best.
Here's the pitch. Popped up. Down the first base side, it's Will Simpson in the foul ground with the catch to end the first inning. So after all of that, just one hit, the Vogt weak blooper, but 3 runs on 1 hit, 1 walk, 1 hit batter, and 2 errors. 1 runner left at third base by Waters. Could have been worse. Let's go to the second inning. Lugnuts down 2-0 to the Tin Caps.
Today's world is hectic, and sometimes as parents, we need a little help. And we get it. Our kids prefer to hang out with their digital babysitter, where social media is their best friend. Companies like TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube promise entertainment and connection, but spread isolation and despair. To them, our kids are just dollar signs. For hours a day, social media sells our children's minds to the highest bidder, no matter the human cost. We would never let a real-life babysitter introduce our kids to racists, conspiracy theorists, or women haters. We wouldn't let a babysitter show our children violence or give them drugs. But social media companies do this every day, making billions of dollars by feeding our kids content that damages their mental health and self-esteem. So before we hand our kids off to the digital babysitter, just remember that social media is addictive and profitable by design. These companies don't care and Congress won't act. So it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are fighting for change to make sure someone holds these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Tin Cats split at 3 in the bottom of the first inning. We're going to the top of the second. The right-hander Sam Whiting back to work, deals to Luke Mann. A fastball outside, ball one. The Lugnuts bring up Mann, Relbas, and Masterman. 5-6-7. Whiting from the first base out of the rubber. Kicks, offers. Mann fouls it back into the screen. Luke Mann. Mann from St. Louis. So far in the series, 3-for-10 with a single, a double, and a homer. Fort Wayne knows his power. Whiting stands with his left foot in front of his right foot, then the glove up in front of his face. Mann rests the bat on his shoulder. Pitch, swing, and a miss. Fastball by him at 93. Whiting the sign. Here's a 1-2. Fouled back over the netting, out of the rooftop. Then rolling back down. Overcast skies above in Fort Wayne. We were wondering if there might be a pop-up shower. There was a worry about it. Wind blowing in. Here's the pitch to Luke. Inside, ball two. That fastball from Whiting. In the first inning, he got it up as hot as 97. That one there was 95. So he is able to add and subtract to that fastball effectively. Is this the off-speed now? 2-2. He deals. And foul back over our heads. Sticking with that fastball at the top of the zone. Sam Whiting is making his sixth appearance, his third start of the year. 11 innings, 8 walks, 14 strikeouts coming in. He began the year with Lake Elsinore. He fires. That man takes a called strike 3. He dropped the breaking ball down at the knees. Whiting records his third strikeout. A big overhand curve. Brings up Brian Guelbas. Whiting delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Dropped it down on him. My goodness. Guelbas is 3-for-11 so far in the series. Black Sox pulled up high for the team in the road grays. 3-0 Caps. The deal. High for a ball. Brian out of Monteria, Colombia. Bat waving high above his head. Whiting kicks and deals. Strike two called. First fastball seen by Guelbas. Right now for Whiting, he is working north and south. Fastball's up, fastball's down, and the curveball starting up and finishing down. 1-2. A fastball served foul to the right side. Brian stays alive. Bought it off at 96. Guelbas was originally signed for $100,000. Signed on the 3rd of July, 2018. Yesterday was the 6th anniversary of his signing. Count is in the pitcher's favor. 1-2 from Whiting. Fouled back. Brian has worked his way up through the Oakland Athletics organization. His first taste of the Midwest League came 2 years ago. Then last year, another taste. And this year, part of the middle of the order ever since opening day. He gets a 1-2. And this curves inside. Two balls and two strikes on Guelbas. One out, nobody on. 3-0 Fort Wayne. Whiting's pitch. Out to center field. Homer Bush Jr. backs up. He's got it. Two outs. John Nolan the other day was talking about Homer Bush Jr.'s defense and how this year the Tin Caps have watched him make every conceivable catch in the outfield, going back, coming in, to his right, to his left, covering ground. He's made the routine. He's made the spectacular. We talked about his speed on offense in the bottom of the first inning. Hit by a pitch, stole a base, scored the first of the three runs. Defensively, he impacts the game. Cameron Masterman takes ball one low. So when the ball is hit out to center field, chances are that Bush is going to turn it into an out. Fourth round selection last year from Grand Canyon. Cam Masterman from Louisville takes a ball low. Two balls and no strikes. Fort Wayne three, Lansing nothing. And Sam Whiting is looking for a perfect second inning. The righty from UC Santa Barbara deals. Ball three, down and in. Masterman, the number seven hitter in the order. He drew two walks yesterday. CJ Rodriguez is on deck. I suspect a red light here. On 3-0, he takes outside, ball four. Toss away the bat, unstrap the shin guard, and jog up the first base side. Masterman on. First walk given out by Whiting.
Well, you got to start with a base runner.
Let's see about CJ Rodriguez. Yesterday, 1-for-4 with a single. The pitch, outside, ball five. Building blocks. For Whiting, when he's gone wrong for Fort Wayne, it's been with his command that he just gets erratic with it. Whiting fires. Popped up, foul, back and out of play. Ball at a strike. Couldn't get on top of that fastball. So when Sam Whiting debuted in the Midwest League, took on Wisconsin on June 23rd, only went 1 1/3 innings. Two walks, a strikeout, but he fanned seven Dayton Dragons on June 27th. Off over to first base, Masterman back in safely. Earlier this year, pitching for Lake Elsinore. Eight starts, 27 2/3 innings. 30 hits allowed in the California League. More than one hit per inning pitched. 3-0 Fort Wayne. He deals. Fouled straight back. One ball and two strikes on Rodriguez.
We feel like Lansing needs something early here in this game. Get them back into this one after a tough first inning. Some mistakes in HBP, missed opportunity to get out of the inning earlier, and your offense gets you back in it.
Masterman runs, fastball up and in, throw down a second, the tag, he's out. Ballard applies the tag on Masterman going in head first, and Adam, so much for that.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. I thought he may have gotten in there. That's tough, but that's how it goes.
In 3 years when we have the replay review process in the Midwest League, we'll be on to something.
Let's cut that down to 1 year.
Let's go to the bottom of the second. 3-0, Fort Wayne leads Lansing.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Jacob Waters gave up 3 runs in the first inning. The right-hander takes to the mound for the bottom of the second. Fort Wayne 3, Lansing nothing. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Hey, deals. Now the first offering starts things off to Joshua Mears. A curveball for a called strike one. Mears, Bender, and then the top of the order and Homer Bush Jr. Righty, righty. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul tip. Strike two. Two-seamer in. Joshua Mears is playing in his 23rd game with the Caps. 3 homers. The 0-2. Fly ball out to left center field. Chased by Buelvas. He has room. And he makes the loping catch. Started all the way back. Then realized and came in. And there's one down. When you see a batter take a big full swing, there's a little bit of that panic. And then the realization, oh, wait a second, this ball's not going. And the wind is not helping. And Jacob Waters is out number one. He's hit down 3 in a row. Colton Bender, the batter, the pitch. Low, ball one. Adam and I were talking about the importance of the Lugnuts doing something in the top half of this inning after allowing 3 runs in the first. Waters to the plate. Right down the middle, and a called strike. I do think, though they didn't score, that it was important for the Lugnuts to at least have not a rapid-fire sort of 1-2-3 inning. Waters kicks and offers. Swing and a miss, strike two. Allow Jacob the chance to collect his thoughts, maybe chat with C.J. Rodriguez or Don Schulze, and then attack the mound with a different kind of focus. When he took the mound for the bottom of the first inning, his first pitch hit Homer Bush Jr. He committed a throwing error. His second baseman, Jose Escorche, committed a missed catch error. It was only one hit, and it was a blooper. This is a 1-2. Bender swings and grounds to shortstop, fielded by Anales. Those to first. Two gone. This is more like it. And now Homer Bush Jr. for round two. We appreciate you keeping us company wherever you're listening in to Lugnuts Baseball. Happy 4th of July. Here's the pitch. Strike, call the start of curveball to Bush. Hit by a pitch, stole a base, score the first of the 3 runs. Caps lead 3-0 in the second. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Ugly hacking sort of stroke by Bush Jr. Number 8 prospect in the Padres organization in trouble. 0-2 from Jacob Waters, coming plateward. Lifted out to right field. In comes Bautista Jr. down the line. Denny's there for the snag. Inning over. Perfect frame for Jacob Waters. Let's go to the third. Adam Jackson will have the call on Independence Day. Lugnuts down 3-0 to the Caps.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
there. Happy July 4th and God bless America as we bring you in this Thursday, July 4th, 2024. 3-0, Tin Caps leading. Lansing coming to the plate here. C.J. Rodriguez steps in from the right side against Sam Whiting. The pitch. And that's in there. Strike one. It's Jose Escorche, Danny Bautista Jr. that will follow. Lansing has got a base runner in the first and a base runner in the second. See if they can get some more base runners here in the third. The pitch home. That's popped up. Out of play. No balls, two strikes. Feeling patriotic today. So Jesse is Jesse's snapping photos of me.
I'm going to get a good one of you before I'm done. One of these is going to be good.
Here's the 0-2 pitch. That's a little bit outside. That was tight. Rodriguez stays alive.
All right. I call this one, I call this one distracted. We've got eyes closed, Adam.
Yeah, those are bad ones. We'll keep trying, maybe. Once you pitch, line foul, first base side, out of play.
Big fan of Maniac.
Wow, that one, I think I would make that one my Tinder profile pick. That should that do numbers. Probably not. Righty-runny matchup here in the 1-2 pitch. Coming home to C.J. Rodriguez. Breaking ball. That was a little bit inside. These are close misses from Sam Whiting. Not getting some of the calls here from Connor McKenna. C.J. Rodriguez, just his second game of this series. Yesterday was the first. Went 1-for-4 with a strikeout. The pitch. That's down low. 3-2. Base hit for Anales in the first. The walk from Masterman in the second. Whiting diagonally standing. Turns and throws. Bouncing ball over right at the shortstop. Bashir's off two hops. Fires to first. Gets it there in plenty of time. Well, yesterday in Lansing, we had 9,917 come out. The largest crowd so far in 2024. And for the first time since 2008, no chance to increase that on actual July 4th because Lansing is playing on the road. But a massive crowd down here in Fort Wayne. Here's Jose Escorche from the right side. 3-0 Tin Caps. The pitch, foul back off the netting. Strike one. Jesse was taking photos of me because I have a flag in my headset. You don't want to join? I brought you one.
No, that's okay. I stuck it with the crowd microphone.
All right. Pitch home. That's down low. The Lugnuts need a rally in the ninth. Could I interest you then, maybe?
Yes.
All right. We'll see if we can get them, folks. Let's hope the Lugnuts don't need that rally, though. Right now they would. They're down 3-0. We're in the top of the third. The pitch home. That's up high. 2-2. Escorche so far in this series, just one game played, 0-for-3 with a strikeout. Wears number 19 in his gray Lugnuts away uniform. Whiting set, kicks and throws. Swing and a foul tip. That's head on to for strike two. Just like the lower bowl was filled last night at Jackson Field, it is filled up here at Parkview Field. They've got the 360 concourse. Their berms are at full capacity. In left center and in right. The pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball at 94 gets him at the top of the zone. Two outs. Fourth strikeout for Sam Whiting. So they've got a bigger berm in left center that is just covered with individuals. Laid out the blankets, towels, watching the game from left field. And the same thing out in right field. With some bleacher seating as well. The pitch, that's down low. Ball one to Danny Bautista Jr. 3-0. Tin Caps in front. I guess I shouldn't say bleacher seating. It's more, it's concrete seating. But they are made out the concrete slabs like bleachers. The pitch, that grabs the outside part of the plate. Strike two. That was the slider. He's got a fastball and a curveball as well. The California native, Sam Whiting, trying to get a 1-2-3 third. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Ran the fastball away from him. And it's 1-2. And then just like, again, Lansing, 360 concourse. So there are individuals walking all over the concourse. Some station watching the game, but there's a lot of traffic inside here, Parkview Field. 1-2 pitch. On the ground over towards short, handled by Bashirs. Fires to first. Bautista is gone, and so are the Nuts. They go down with a couple of ground outs to short and one strikeout. We're off to the bottom of the third. 3-0, Fort Wayne.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will.i.am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. So learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
America's birthday as we bring you back for the bottom of the third inning. 3-0, Fort Wayne is leading. Appreciate you stopping in on your July 4th and joining us. Here we are at Parkview Field. It is loaded up with fans. Tin caps playing into the patriotism with the red, white, and blue unis. Anthony Villar leads off against Waters. The pitch, that's down low, ball one. The top of the uniform is blue with the red and white collar. And then Tin Caps is written in that big, bubbly silver writing. And then there's red and white and blue stripes in the middle. The pitch lifted deep left field. Valenzuela is going back, turns to his right just in front of the track, stops, and makes the catch to the left of his hip. One down. So a red stripe, a white stripe, and then a blue stripe with stars in it. And then the second half, the bottom part of the uniform, is white. So top half is blue, bottom half is white. Then they've got white pants on, and then those green tin cap batting caps, batting helmets. Looks like a batting cap with Johnny Appleseed. The pitch, that's in there on the outer edge, strike one. 93 on the gun from Jacob Waters. This is Romeo Cinebria.
Try again.
The pitch. That's in there, strike two. Cinebria.
There it is.
Man, oh man. I'm going to have it down by Sunday.
Yeah, you will.
It'll probably not be, or Saturday rather. It won't be in the lineup by then, probably. The pitch home. Breaking ball, and that is just a touch outside. CJ Rodriguez stood up ready to throw down to third. He thought that was strike three. Sanabria, 4-for-7 in this series with 3 walks and a run, 2 runs scored. Scored the second run of the game in the first. The pitch home. Swing, and it's fouled back off the netting.
I'm still stuck on the uniforms for Fort Wayne. You described them. I don't think I quite like the design, but I understand what they were going for. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't like them, Jesse. I'm gonna say it plain and blunt with you. I think we could have done better.
Yeah.
The pitch, that's down low. two balls, two strikes. I do like, it looks like in the blue part at the top, there are lighter stars in the pattern, and I think those need to be more transparent. I think that's a good look, but you can't really see them. The pitch home. That is a little bit outside. Boy, he's just missing with that breaking ball, trying to clip it on the outer edge, but we are full. Three balls, two strikes.
What if the jersey, the entire jersey, had been blue with those stars?
Yes. Then it's way better. You've got the stripes in the middle.
Yes.
It's just, it's, there's too much going on, I think. The bottom half of the jersey, looks like there's some pinstripes in the white as well.
Wait, let me throw something at you.
Jagged edges.
Blue jersey shirt, white stars, red and white striped pants.
In. The pitch. This is sent deep out to center field. Long run. Guelbas is going back to his left towards the track. Circles in front of it, and he makes the catch. Bautista Jr. was right behind him just in case. Two outs.
Got the feel of a graveyard in the outfield today. A lot of fly balls going to die, especially because we've got two great defensive center fielders between these squads.
Yeah, nothing has even gotten to the warning track yet. Guelbas sometimes... he sometimes struggles to find the baseball. It looked like for a moment there that he may have lost that, but I think he was just trying to gain his traction as he circled to his left. Here's Jay Beshears. First pitch, a little bit wide with the fastball. Ball one. 3-0, Fort Wayne leading. Bottom three, two outs, base is clear.
His roots are not that efficient.
The pitch. That's in there. Strike one. He needs to get on Route 66.
That's where he can get his kicks.
That's right.
He just meanders. Rest stop here.
The pitch. This is popped up. Left side of the infield. Angeles is under it at short. Now running forward towards second. Still running, and he makes the catch. And there is the third and final out. A 1-2-3 inning, second time through the middle of the card. And a Route 69 works too. That is the direct route from Lansing down here to Fort Wayne. How the Lugnuts got here this morning. We are off to the fourth. 3-0, Tin Caps.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this, and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
To the fourth inning we go. Lansing no success against Sam Whiting through three innings. We'll see if they have success against the new reliever, Jose Geraldo, the righty. He toes the slab to lead off against Saheed Valenzuela. 2-3-4 coming up for Lansing. The pitch home. Lifted out to shallow left, and it dumps in for a base hit. First pitch swinging. Valenzuela greets Geraldo with a base hit.
That's Saheed's move. Batting from the left side, he loves to take the ball to left field.
Oh, he had a similar swing to that yesterday. He dumped it into right center field, but it scored Lansing's first run. And that was one of just two runs they scored in the game. They both came in that third inning, but that was enough. They won 2-1. This feels similar to the game on Tuesday where Lansing got blanked 5-0, so hopefully they can change that. Here's Aribio Angeles. Righty-righty matchup against Geraldo. The pitch home. That's in there. Strike one. Grab the outer edge. Geraldo wears number 37. 6'3", 200-pounder from the Dominican Republic. 25. The pitch. Bouncing ball over towards short. Bashirs has it. Flips to second. Villar back to first. It's a double play. So quickly, the base hit is erased. Two outs. 6-4-3 put out.
So Jose Geraldo, Adam, this year in 19 innings coming in, has allowed 18 runs. His ERA is 8.53. He allows tons of base runners, and that is the very first double play that he has induced all year.
Of course it is. Here's Will Simpson from the right side. 3-0 Tin Caps. The pitch home. Lifted out to right field. This is hit well. Murphy is going back. He looks up, and that ball's up, and it's out of here. An oppo shot from the Sammamish Kid. And Will Simpson has his eighth this year. Lansing's on the board. That ball just barely got out of here. He went down and got it, and they weren't getting that one back.
Will has such interesting hitting mechanics because his back foot, his right foot, he jackknifes away from home plate with it. And so the feet jackknifed, and he drilled it right down the line.
And how big is that double play now? Instead of a potential one-run game, it's just a one-run homer.
Look, I'm telling you, teams score against Geraldo, but usually not on homers. Only the second round tripper he's given up all year.
Well, there you go. Here's Luke Mann. Line drive, and it's off the glove of the shortstop Bashirs into shallow center. He jumped up for it. May have jumped a touch early. It looked like he had a chance to still grab that, but it popped out. So Mann is on with good contact. 91 exit velo. He was up there, had his glove on that. I don't know if maybe he just took his eye off it. I thought he could have caught that ball. Just, it's a tough play, jumping up and sprawling the arm to his left, but couldn't come up with it. The pitch home. That's in there, strike one to Brian Buelbas.
Brian is, what, the first batter, the second batter has gone, I'm going to be patient with Geraldo. They've all been swinging, and every single pitch thrown has been a strike.
The pitch, that's down low. That one finally misses. One ball, one strike. Well, all of a sudden, Lansing has the tying run at the plate. It's kind of come out of nowhere. After the double play, Simpson, first pitch out to right. And a first pitch to Mann, out to left for a base hit. The pitch, that's inside, 2-1.
It's very easy to envision Geraldo giving another meatball, because that's what he's done since coming in. Brian Buelbas is the wrong guy to give a hittable pitch to.
He'd love to get one. The pitch home. That's down low. Three balls and a strike. Buelbas' last home run. We've been talking about it because he started the year red hot. He's got six homers. But the last one came in Lake County on May 19th when home runless in June. The pitch. That's fouled up. Bada play. Over the sweep deck here. Three balls, two strikes against the righty. Brian Buelbas. Black Sox showing as they're pulled up just below the knees. He's got that electric lime green tape on the handle of his bat. White batting gloves wrapped around it. Red and white shoes. The pitch home. Line drive, one hop. Sliding stop by Ortiz to his left. Gets up, throws to first, a little bit up the line. But Sanabria stretches and makes the catch. And that'll do it. Lansing gets three hits. They score just one on the solo shot from Will Simpson, his team leading eighth. As the Nuts on the board, it's 3-1 off to the bottom of the fourth.
My name is Luis Fonsi. A lot of people don't know enough about Alzheimer's. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to get help. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at alz.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Okay, to the bottom of the fourth we go, which means it's trivia time coming up. It's our second favorite part of the broadcast. That's been replaced now by sixth inning slang. You'll get that, obviously, in the sixth. Jacob Waters coming up. First pitch. And he flies it in there. Strike one to Nick Vogt. Waters in for his fourth inning of work. Well, after a hairy first, he has been excellent. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. Good changeup with the breaking ball that dropped in there. Waters has set down eight straight since giving up the RBI single to Vogt in the first. Guess who's up right now? That's right. It's Nick Vogt. Hey, by the way, speaking of July 4th, America's Day, you should vote. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Vogt is down on strikes. But seriously, you should vote coming up. There's an election in November.
Jacob Waters just rocked the vote.
Jacob Waters hopes to one day become a first ballot Hall of Famer. As do they all. Here's Kai Murphy, 3-1. Fort Wayne leads the pitch. It's on the outside corner, strike one. So Waters working with that breaking ball, and he's pumping it in there. Love a shutdown inning from him continued after getting the home run from Simpson. The pitch, that's down low. One ball, one strike. All right, Jesse, trivia for you here in this fourth inning. There was a lug nut recently within the last couple of years that he had a pretty big swing at Jackson Field.
Ooh, Tyler Soderstrom.
Yeah, not Tyler, but Tyler did have what I thought was the best Lugnuts win in franchise history. That was a couple of years ago. Not him, though. The pitch home. That's on the inside corner, strike two. This was a home run, but it was inside the Parker. Who was the man that I believe it was a three-run homer? A three-run inside the park home run. Who got it back on July 4th? The pitch. That's down low. Two balls, two strikes. Which former Lansing Lugnut recently had an inside-the-park home run on July 4th at Jackson Field? That's your trivia question for tonight. Jay Goldstress at LansingLugnuts.com for all of those of you that want to play in trivia tonight. 2-2 pitch. It's outside. A little bit up high. Three balls, two strikes. Boy, it'd be fun to watch an inside-the-park grand slam one of these times, right?
That would be great. I think it was Roberto Clemente who hit an inside-the-park game-winning grand slam.
Wow. 3-2 pitch. Swinging a bouncing ball foul first base side. So Waters right now trying to continue on his run. It's now nine in a row that he's put down, looking for an even 10 against Kai Murphy at an RBI ground out in that seven-batter first inning where Fort Wayne scored three runs after a couple of errors. The pitch. Down low, ball four. Second walk given up by Waters. And the first batter that has reached since that first inning. That Tyler Soderstrom game We tabbed that one on the air. Again, maybe the greatest Lugnuts win in their history. Uh-oh, we've got a visit here with Jacob Waters and Noah Huff. The athletic trainer is walking out there with pitching coach Don Schulze.
Do you know what Jake struggled with his last start? And I think it's come up again, has been a blister.
Yeah, and that might be what they're looking at right now. Is it all right? Does it need to be taped up? Looks like everything's okay. Noah Huff is still out there. He's having a word with home plate umpire Connor McKenna. And now they're all set. So anyway, that was back in 2022. Over 10,000 were in attendance for that game against the Great Lakes Loons. And not only did Lansing win on July 4th, which is 7-4-2022 back then, Lansing won 7-4 on 7-4, which just made it even better. Okay, here comes Devin Ortiz from the right side. The pitch, ooh, that buzzes the tower. He spins back out of the way. Ball one. So, I mean, you got 10,000 fans there. Full house, beautiful night. Fireworks are going off. Great Lakes ties it in the ninth to send it to extra, or to send it to the bottom of the ninth. The pitch is a bouncing ball, weakly hit towards third. Man is charging, backhand, and he throws it back to second. A one-hopper, a scorch it picks. He's got no tag on Murphy, just had to keep it in front. Murphy got back. So it's an infield single for Devin Ortiz. There are two on with one out.
I hear that Baby also got back. It's a dangerous throw by Luke Mann.
Is that Sir Mix-a-Lot?
That was.
That's a good one. It's a classic. 3-1, Fort Wayne is leading here. We're in the bottom of the fourth. So anywho, Eddie's Leonard was the one that swatted the game-tying homer off Trayson Kubo. A two-run shot that tied the game at four. The pitch home. That's outside, ball one. And then the number one prospect in the Azor. What was he, 21 at the time out of Turlock, California? I mean, number one prospect coming up in this big spot, huge crowd. Fireworks have been shooting off. And he busts it out for a home run to win it. The pitch. This is lined out to left field, heading towards the wall. And it's down off the base of it. Murphy is in to score. Ortiz stops at third. Into second, Joshua Mears, an RBI double, 4-1, Fort Wayne.
The Lugnuts have had great success getting in on the hands of Joshua Mears. He was ready here, pitch in, and he was able to whistle those hands around, line that ball beyond Saheed Valenzuela.
Great success. All right, here is the infield in here. One out. Bender waxes out to right center field. That's heading towards the gap, and it's down, heading towards the wall. This will clear the bases. Bender replaces Mears at second as Mears comes flying in. And Fort Wayne has opened it up here with the bottom of the card in the fourth. 6-1, Tin Caps.
Look at him, it's the bottom part of the order for a team that has had such terrible struggles in scoring runs this year. Jacob Waters made a mistake. He threw a fastball right down the middle. First pitch to Colton Bender, and Bender did not miss it.
And now they'll have a pitching conference. Don Schulze is pacing out there right now to talk with his starting pitcher here, Jacob Waters. This is, again, so similar to what we have seen from Lansing down here in Fort Wayne. It has just been horrific. This place to the Lugnuts has not treated them kindly. And so far on Independence Day, that has rang true once again today.
It reminds me of a Blaise Pontes game. The runs early, and so you're down. It's a rough start. And then, because the starter remains in, the second inning, the third inning, much better. You need those zeros to keep coming. Will Simpson has just homered. You've now got a vulnerable Tin Caps bullpen in the game. Sam Whiting is out. But what a huge response by the Fort Wayne offense.
And here's Homer Bush Jr. Instead, a throwback or a look back to second. You know, on July 4th of all days, you would think that all of the demons today would be the day that the Nuts free themselves from them, right?
Well, it's the 4th.
It is the 4th. This is bunted down the line. It's sitting right on the chalk and finally turns over in the channel. Is picked up by Mann about halfway down the line. But on the balls that are hit down the lines, that one was looking like it may just stay right on the line for 5 or 6 feet before it finally crossed over. That one had a chance.
It's such a tough ballpark to bunt fair because the infield grass abuts the foul line.
So odd.
You've got all the dirt that is in foul ground and very little dirt that's in fair territory. That was nearly a perfect bunt.
Instead, a strike. The 0-1 pitch, line drive, it's one hopped over to second. Escorche looks at the runner, throws to first. Simpson has it, two outs, Bender to third.
If you want to gamble, you throw to third and you've got the runner, but everything has to be perfect. Better to do what Escorche did, keep Bush Jr. off the bases and give Jacob Waters the chance to get out of the inning by getting Anthony Villar.
I agree, I think the trade-off right there, keep the speedster off the bases, and after the, you know, the combination of errors in that first inning, just get the easy out. Give Waters a chance here to get Villar. Pitch home. The lefty takes it inside, ball one. 6-1, Fort Wayne is leading. Each team with four hits. Lansing, though, with two big errors in that first inning that helped a three-run first. Waters trying to get through this fourth inning on Independence Day. The pitch. It's outside. And low, two balls, no strikes. There have been some classics for Lansing, typically coming at home on July 4th. Do they have any magic left in them here for the final half of this game to get back into it? Right now, getting this final out would help. Stranding a runner at third. The pitch. Yanked up in the air deep. Right center field. Bautista Jr. is going over to his right, and it drops in off the wall. Villar speeds around second. Anhele's throw to third is late, and it gets away, and Karam's around in front of the Lugnuts dugout, but it pops back out halfway up the line to Jacob Waters. It's an RBI triple for Anthony Villar. 7-1, Tin Caps.
It's another fastball. This fastball, Adam, though, I would argue that's off the inside corner. That's too tight. And simply credit Anthony Villar for dragging the hands in and getting it.
Now it's Sanabria. And the pitch scoots away from C.J. Rodriguez and goes halfway up the third baseline. He retrieves it. Jacob Waters was covering home plate, so again, it's been a sticky situation here. Two doubles in a row, and now a triple, plus a single and a walk. And four more runs have come in.
On that last Villar drive, that's Brian Robas' ball. And the center fielder nearly got there.
The pitch, lined out to left field, hanging up, but not enough. It drops in front of Valenzuela. Another run for Fort Wayne. And they are pouring it on here in this fourth inning. No surprise that so far on July 4th, the fourth inning has been the big one.
That is such a practiced inside-out stroke from Romeo Sanabria. Look, second time around for the order, and now it's the third time around, and these batters are looking comfortable.
Here's Jay Bashirs, the pitch. Takes it on the inside corner, strike one at 93. Bashir's the ninth batter to come to the plate in this lengthy fourth inning. 8-1 Tin Caps. Lansing won 7-1 on Monday. Fort Wayne 5-0 Tuesday. The pitch, this is on the ground, and that's through for a base hit to the left of Anjelez at short. He sprawled and tried to get there but couldn't, and it's another string of three straight hits in this fourth inning. First and second now with two outs. So a third time through the order. It is working out right now for Fort Wayne. Strikeout to Vogt, then a walk to Murphy. Ortiz, Mears, and Bender, then single, double, double. Ground out from Bush Jr., then triple, single, single. Six total hits. Three base hits and three extra base hits, two doubles and a triple. And now there are two on with two out. And Nick Vogt coming up for a second time. He led off the inning. Struck out. The pitch. Swing and a miss as he waves at that breaking ball. Strike one.
That last one, the single by Bashirs, that's just bad luck. That's a curveball. He slowed down his swing. He put it in play. Seeing eye single beyond Anjelez.
The pitch. Breaking ball inside corner. Strike two.
Yeah, you can see different commitment here. The pitches that they've been laying waste to have been the fastball. So get them off the fastball and give the hook.
Which is interesting because he started the inning with the hooks and they were looking good. And then he went so much with the fastball that we're getting cranked. Either way, it's an 8-1 lead here. Five runs in the fourth inning here after the Tin Cap scored three in the first against Waters. He looked really good to end the first and then through the second and the third. The pitch on the ground over towards first. It's a backhand by Simpson. He looks to second, throws back to first. Waters isn't there in time. Aribio Anjelez never got over to cover second base. Will Simpson was running to his right, and it took him about halfway over between first and second. The momentum was carrying him to second. There was a backup behind him from a score chase, so it had to be Anjelez to get over to the bag. He didn't, and then Waters wasn't quick enough to get to first base before Vogt got there in time. So the inning continues on what should have been the final out, and the bases are loaded for Kai Murphy. Another defensive miscue for the Nuts. The pitch, swing and a miss. Good off speed right there, strike one.
You'd really like Jacob Waters to be quick off the mound, cover first base as fast as he can. But it's true, Adam. You need the shortstop Anjelez to be at second. And he wasn't.
And because of that, they go a single to Nick Vogt. And it could have just been a fielder's choice and the final out. But that's kind of how things have gone tonight. It's already 8-1. The pitch. That's on the inside corner. Strike two. Well, a chance for Fort Wayne to really open this one up. Lansing, if there's any chance for a comeback here, they've got to get this final out. 0-2 pitch. They do. Breaking ball outside corner. Beautifully placed by Waters. A frustrating fourth inning finally comes to a close. Fort Wayne brings in five. They do so on six hits. Make it seven hits with four singles and three extra base hits, a walk, and they leave the bases loaded. Off to the fifth, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler takes you through it with Fort Wayne up by seven.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Vince Cotronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Fort Wayne added 5 runs to its lead in the bottom of the 4th inning. And now it's 8-1 Tin Caps as we go to the 5th. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Cameron Masterman steps in on the first off-ramp. And they're called strike 1 from the right-hander Jose Giraldo. Stays on the mound for a second inning of work in relief of Sam Whiting. Giraldo gave up a home run to Will Simpson last inning. He deals outside. 1-1 on Cameron Masterman. Let's see how the Lugnuts respond. Down by 7. 7-8-9 batters do. The pitch. Bouncer foul off the foot of Cam, and that hurts. 1-2. Masterman drew a walk from Sam Whiting back in the second inning, but was then caught stealing second to end the rally. Adam Jackson, too, convinced that he should have been called safe at second base. That's the kind of day that it's going. And now you add a little injury to the insult, as that still is bothering Cam as he steps toward the batter's box. Use the bat, climbs in, draws the bat across home plate. 1-2, right-hander against right-hander. Giraldo kicks, and the pitch is low. 2-2. For Whiting, the final numbers, 3 innings, 4 strikeouts. He allowed just 1 hit, and that was the single by Anales in the first. 1 walk, that to Masterman. No runs. Giraldo's pitch. Strike 3 called, inside corner. And there's Jose Giraldo's first strikeout. Masterman is out number 1. And Adam's trivia question for you. I was asking you, which Lansing Lugnut last year on his birthday on the 4th of July hit an inside-the-park 3-run homer? Let me build off of that. C.J. Rodriguez, the batter. The pitch. Strike called on the outside corner. So last year, the Lugnuts won on the 4th of July 7-4 against Lake County. And this tickled us because they won 7-4 and 7-4. 0-1. High and all the way to the netting. 1-1. Not the first time that Lansing has won 7-4 on 7-4, because they won 7-4 and 7-4 in 2022-2. The pitch. Rodriguez chops down toward third, grabbed by Ortiz to his left. Feathers it across for out number 2. Now, did the Lugnuts ever before win 7-4 on 7-4? And your answer is no, not in everything that I've seen dating back through 2005. Only 2022 and 2023, they won 7-4 on 7-4. But back in 2011, they did lose 7-4 to the Lake County Captains. Infield meeting for the Fort Wayne Tin Caps right now. In the Lugnuts bullpen, right-hander warming up. Dylan Hall, as Jacob Waters is likely done. Adam, special delivery.
Oh my gosh, he did it again. David? Goodness.
I think I got...
You got bundt
like,
cake.
I got bundt cake.
It's very good. And I got vanilla ice cream.
A fly ball hooked foul up the left side. Do you want to have my bundt cake?
No, sir, Jesse.
Are
I
you
don't.
Sure? Are
yeah,
you
Jesse.
Sure?
I'm going to bunt that right back to you.
The batter for the Lugnuts, Jose Escorche, who struck out his first time. 2 outs, nobody on. It's 8-1, Tin Caps leading. The pitch, that's high. I was going back through the Lugnuts' 4th of July history. There have been some fun games over the years. Right now they're down by 7 on 7-4. The pitch, Escorche takes up and away. Adam, I was a little bit worried that Fort Wayne was going to score 7 runs in the 4th inning. They only got 5. The pitch from Giraldo to Escorche. A ground ball up the middle. The shortstop to his left. Bashiers picks it up. Goes to first. Got him. No. Jose Escorche scorching down the line. Beats it out. Infield single. And keep this 5th inning going. We look at the replay. Jay Bashiers took his time. There was Escorche using his speed It was a photo finish at first base, and he got there. That is the fourth hit allowed by Jose Araldo, who gave up a couple of singles around the Will Simpson solo homer last inning. Now he deals to Danny Bautista Jr. a fastball for a called strike. Danny is 0 for 2 with a fly out to left and a ground out to short. The Nuts are down 8-1, two outs. The pitch, low and away, trickling through the catcher Bender, but not far. And it quickly scrambled upon it. All right, Adam, you got vanilla ice cream and...
We got some, what is that, apple?
Because it's warm, yeah.
Cobbler,
I think you did, yeah.
It is warm, isn't it?
Yes. With the vanilla ice cream, with, is that caramel sauce
yeah.
on the top?
There's a lot going on there.
Oh. Now, I hear that Clayton's going to eat my bundt cake.
I hear, actually, he's eating both of our desserts.
Oh, that's wonderful. A break-even 1-1 on its way. Bautista Jr. takes it high.
Jesse, can I take you into the personal life of Adam Jackson this morning?
Do I want to?
Yes.
Okay,
I
let's
think.
Go. Let's venture into your personal life.
The last time we came to Fort Wayne, we got dessert every single night.
Yeah, so I had a scheme. That pitch is above the zone. The count is 3-1. So I was planning for this.
Exactly. I got my butt on the treadmill and ran 3 miles in anticipation for this, and I knew this was coming.
On the pitch, outside corner, strike two called. So here's my thought. We wait a couple of innings. We throw out our dishes in the trash. We make sure that they are not found. I think it's better for me that I don't eat gigantic desserts every single day of this trip.
You want me to run them to the bathroom or somewhere that's not close by to toss them?
Payoff pitch, Escorte runs. Bautista Jr. takes ball four low. I do not think that our trash cans will be searched.
How giving are Central Michigan Chippewas? I mean, this guy.
David Lorenz.
What a dude.
Escorte to second. Bautista Jr. on at first. And a visit to the mound by the pitching coach, Thomas Eshelman. Oh, good job, Clayton. Get in on that. In charge of the video for the Lansing Lugnuts, helping Adam out right now. Show me with your thumb. Thumbs up, thumbs down, thumbs in the middle.
It's attacking the vanilla ice cream that's melting.
Oh,
oh
two
double.
Thumbs up. Oh, yes.
Take it home,
see,
my
that's
guy.
That's the problem. That's the problem is it's good. It's very, very good. Right now on MILB TV, they're noting that the largest crowd in Parkview Field history occurred on July the 4th, 2019. They are looking at another historic crowd here. The Lugnuts yesterday, hosting on the 3rd of July, drew 9,917. We resume, 2-on, 2-out, Lugs down 8-1. Zahid Valenzuela takes a called strike. Fastball from Geraldo. Can the Lugnuts chip away? That attendance number last night at Jackson Field, tremendous. Geraldo's pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. 9,917 was a larger crowd than any team has drawn this year in single A, than any team has drawn this year in high A, larger than any team save one has drawn in double A. The pitch, Valenzuela checks wing, strike three called on the outside corner, and the threat is over. Geraldo got him looking and strands the walk and the single. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's also a larger crowd than 17 AAA teams have drawn. It was amazing yesterday. They saw a 2-1 Lugnuts win, but today down 8-1, halfway to the house from Parkview Field.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Imagine a world where you're not afraid to go to school.
To ride the bus.
To walk to your locker.
To turn on your computer. To be yourself.
A world where you do not have to fear being alone.
Where you don't feel weak,
or embarrassed,
or scared.
You have the power to stop the abuse.
Speak up.
Speak out.
You can make a difference.
It's your voice.
How will you use it?
Make your voice heard. Go to OKToSay.com.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Dylan Hall has taken over for Jacob Waters. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Hall and the Lugnuts down 8-1 to Fort Wayne. He'll take on Ortiz, Mears, and Bender for the bottom of the fifth, the bottom third of the order. Devin Ortiz, the shortstop, the third baseman, 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored. And he takes the front door bender for a called strike one. I've just seen Ortiz all over the place on that left side of the infield, intercepting in front of the shortstop, Bashirs. He's been active. Knees bent, he waits. Righty to righty. Swing and a miss. Nothing in two. Fastball from Hall, 91 miles an hour. His 23rd appearance of the year. His first year in the Oakland A's organization. He had been with the Met system. Really likable, intellectual guy, Dylan Hall. Deals. Just a little outside. One ball and two strikes. So, Jacob Waters is done. And the Lansing Lugnuts right-hander, his final numbers in a moment. That pitch on its way. Down and away. Waters goes four innings. Eight hits, eight runs. Six of them earned. Two walks and three strikeouts. The pitch. And that just missed. He was aiming for the knees. At the corner. Didn't get the call from Connor McKenna. Devin Ortiz waits. The deal. He skies it. Right side foul ground. First baseman Simpson toward the stands. But it's over and five rows back. Three balls and two strikes it holds.
I've got a lingering concern here.
Oh.
The dessert was brought to us in the fourth inning, Jesse. And I'm worried that he's going to double up like he did the last times, and we're going to get a funnel cake or something here in like the seventh or eighth.
I'm telling you, my plan is foolproof. Hall's pitch, swing and a miss. Sit down, Devin Ortiz. High cheddar. One batter, one strikeout for Dylan Hall. Yeah, there is that possibility. As you said earlier today, the 4th of July is no day to eat healthily.
That's right.
The 5th of July is the day that you start to say,
No, I think you got to take a couple days.
Oh, you're right. Slider called the strike in the outside corner to Joshua Mears.
You know, if you grill out or whatever, you're going to have leftovers, obviously. You can't just let those
obviously,
go to waste.
You're right. Especially a ton of watermelon. I had some watermelon earlier today. The pitch, down back. 0-2 on Mears. 1-for-2 with an RBI double and a run scored. Last inning, 5-run rally, 8-1 Fort Wayne. The windup, the pitch, swing and a miss. He got him, and he made him look bad in the process. The breaking ball down and away, and Hall is struck at 2 in a row. Well, a native of Stafford, Virginia. Set up Colton Bender out of Lebanon, Connecticut. East Coast represent. Dylan Hall's first appearance in this series. Two outs, nobody on. And he starts things off with ball one. Slider down and away. For Hall, the four-seamer, a cut fastball, the slider, and his changeup is a circle changeup. The ball went off right. Up and in on appeal. No, sir. First ignored, then denied. And take it to a higher court, CJ Rodriguez. Number 9 hitter, Bender, Two-run double last inning. 8-1 Caps. Batter takes high, ball three. Still looking around Parkview Field. The concourses are jammed. So is the seating bowl. Ball's 3-0 is right in there. At a called strike. We are here for the next three nights. And the thing of it is three different first pitch times. Tonight, 6:05. Tomorrow, 7:05. And then 6:35 Saturday. Bender swings, fouls it up and away right side. 3-2. Because who needs routine?
Don't worry, Jesse. They're not going to fool us. We'll be on time with the broadcast.
Right. Tin Cap's trying to gain an advantage.
That's clear gamesmanship, no doubt.
Two out, nobody on. Payoff. Popped up, shallow center. Shortstop Anales over, under, called off. And Valenzuela the grab. Well, A. Uribiel, unselfish there, because that was his ball, and then Saheed Valenzuela took charge. And Dylan Hall is through a perfect scoreless fifth inning. So we go to the sixth from Parkview Field. Tin Caps leading the Lugnuts 8-1.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. If you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now, because it's 91% beatable if detected early. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
July. Let's go to the sixth inning. Aribiel Anales, Will Simpson, Luke Mann, 3, 4, and 5 coming up. A new man on the mound for the Tin Caps. Jackson Smeltz is now in. Number 25. Out of Lafayette, Indiana, deals. Aribiel Anales taking all the way. Strike one called. Smeltz. S-M-E-L-T-Z. 6-3 lefty. Kicks, offers. Popped up in the infield. First baseman Sanabria calls his own number. Takes it on the grass toward the mound. What a way. Your sixth inning slang today. Timely. What's a Maddox? In the world of slang, what is a Maddox? This is something that we might have talked about earlier this season, but we have to talk about it today because of what Joey Estes did yesterday.
Nice. Good use.
Answer coming in the bottom half. Smelts the rose. Will Simpson looks at strike one call.
Is that Smelts or Smoltz? Well, we're talking Maddox.
John Smoltz. Jackson Smelts. Fouled back into the screen by Simpson, quickly 0-2. If I may, Adam, I would like to take you into a box score from the 4th of July, 1989.
Oh, yeah.
Frank Tanana was on the mound for the Detroit Tigers. They were in New York against the Yankees. Here's the pitch. Simpson chased strike three, bounced in, picked up by Bender. Wings down to first, and Sanabria steps on the base. Strikeout finished. Two away. You know who is opposing Frank Tanana on that fateful day at Yankee Stadium?
I do.
Lansing Lugnuts pitching coach Don Schulze. Tigers offense, Scott Lusader leading off, Tracy Jones, Lou Whitaker, Keith Moreland, Brett Lynn, Chet Lemon, Dave Bergman. Alan Trammell was used as a pinch hitter late. Ball one down to Luke Mann. Mike Heath, the catcher, Mike Brumley, the shortstop for Tanana. The Yankees lineup featured Donnie Baseball, Don Mattingly, among others. Here's the pitch. Line drive, center field, Homer Bush Jr. makes the catch. Side retired. Don Schulze picked up his first win with the Yankees. Seven scoreless innings against the Tigers. Two walks, four strikeouts. The Gutterman took it the rest of the way. And the Yankees beat the Tigers 1-0 today in baseball history. Find a gem from the Lugnuts pitching coach.
A salute to Mr. Schulze.
Donald Arthur Schulze. The victory for the Yankees back in 1989. And here we are, it's 35 years later, and we're going to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's 8-1, Lugnuts trailing Fort Wayne.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets, anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Hey, Dylan Hall came in out of the bullpen to relieve Jacob Waters, tossed a perfect bottom of the fifth inning. Starts things off in the sixth inning with ball one to the leadoff man, Homer Bush Jr. for Fort Wayne. Fort Wayne leading Lansing 8-1. Righty, righty, Hall's pitch. Down, ball two. Bush, Villar, and Sanabria against the former Bronco out of Central Oklahoma. Signed as a minor league free agent in the offseason. Big Dylan Hall steps back, winds, and throws. Yanked it outside, 3-0 on Bush. Hit by the very first pitch thrown by Jacob Waters, stole second base, and scored the first run for Fort Wayne in a three-run first inning. They added five in the fourth. A 3-0. Up and in, ball four, and the first man is on here in the sixth inning. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jackson. We appreciate you keeping us company. The final update for attendance here. I believe that we have 9,200. That's not official. Right now we're at 9,200 for the fans at Parkview Field. Hall's pitch to Anthony Villar. Strike call. So your baseball lingo today, your sixth inning slang is a Maddox. And a Maddox, by definition, is coined by Jason Lucart, a pitcher throwing a shutout of nine or more innings with fewer than 100 pitches. The 0-1, Bush runs. It's called a strike, and it's dropped by Rodriguez on the transfer. An unencumbered steal of second for Homer Bush Jr. Stolen base number 39. No balls and two strikes now in Villar. Anthony Villar is 1-for-3 with an RBI triple his last time. Nobody out. Tin caps up by seven. Also two. Bush runs. It bounces in. Rodriguez throw to third. The tag. And dropped by Luke Mann. Didn't get him. Stolen base number 40. One ball and two strikes on Villard. As Luke Mann was applying that tag to Homer Bush Jr.'s left shoulder, that ball popped right out. He was going to be safe anyway. 1-2. Left leg kick on the pitch. Fouled back. There are going to be questions about Homer Bush Jr.'s ability to hit for batting average at the higher levels. But the speed is real. The defense is real. Those are two good tools to build things upon. Todd called it home. The reason why I wanted to talk about Maddox is because yesterday, Maddox was thrown by the former Lansing Lugnut Joey Estes for the Oakland Athletics. Hall to the plate with a 1-2. Line drive beyond Dylan Hall. Kicks off of second base. It bounds beyond shortstop Anales. Base hit. And in from third, Homer Bush Jr. 9-1 Fort Wayne. Anales retrieves. RBI single for Anthony Villar. That ball was hit between the legs of Hall and then off second base. And he could have not done that if he had tried. That's like a trick shot. Get this between the pitcher's legs and then off the keystone.
That was a hockey goal right there.
Yeah.
The guy winds it up for a slap shot, one-timer at the top of the blue line, and then your big fella right there at the net deflects it past the goalie. Anales was ready for that and ready to wing it to first.
So here's Romeo Sanabria, and he takes a called strike one. I mean, when you see that, you go, that's Fort Wayne's night.
I'm going to coin that one, Jesse, for baseball slang. A hockey hit. What is a hockey hit?
A throw to first, Villar back in safely. Now you know. 9-1. 9-1 Fort Wayne. Hall's pitch to Sanabria. Up and away. Ball one.
Hey, so, you know, Joey Estes throws the Maddox complete game.
Yes.
How about the last guy that...
Well, yeah, thank you for helping us get into this, because I wanted to talk to you about that.
Yeah, go for it.
So Joey Estes, 92 pitches, 9 innings, complete, shutout, 5-0 A's yesterday. The pitch, outside. So, Adam, we've got a couple of guys to talk back about. First for the Oakland A's. The last guy to toss a Maddox was the former Lugnut, Kendall Graveman. A 2-1. Strike two called. The backdoor slider.
What was that, like 2016? So it'd been a while.
Yeah. Kendall Graveman, drafted by the Blue Jays. He was traded. He did it with the A's. Joey Estes, drafted by the Braves, did it with the A's. The pitch, down and away. But the connecting tissue is what the guys that they came through Lansing on their way up to the major leagues, and the A's reaped the benefits. Not only that, the last pitcher aged 22 or younger to throw Maddox in the major leagues was also a former Lugnut. The pitch, cute foul, left side. Three balls and two strikes at Holt on Sanabria. It was Henderson Alvarez. I mean, you've got former Lugnuts connecting all over the place, that Alvarez was the last pitcher, aged 22 or younger, to toss a Maddox before Joey Estes. That's a rare feat. Alvarez was a Lugnut way back in 2009. And what he had in common with Joey is highly athletic and free spirits. 3-2. Sanabria takes ball four down. So this sixth inning has begun for Hall with a walk, two steals, an RBI single, and another walk. 9-1 Fort Wayne, bring up Jay Beshears.
So, what you're saying...
What I'm saying.
If you want to throw a complete game and do it in an efficient manner, you need to come play and pitch for the Lansing Lugnuts.
Especially if you want to do it nice and young. Right, shoot up to the major leagues and immediately impress. Don Chelsea is on his way out to the mound. Chelsea today in baseball history, 116 pitches for his 7 scoreless innings against the Tigers back in 1989. So a word with Dylan Hall and the infield. Snobbery at first, Villar at second. There's nobody out. Jay Beshear is coming up. Last of the sixth. 9-1. Fort Wayne leading. This game has not been competitive.
Nope. It's not been. This is what has happened in Fort Wayne. Again, we've talked about it. Lansing has just struggled here the last couple of years.
On the bright side, I brought my fishbowl.
Yeah. Well, I think we're going to do some fishing in this game.
Yeah.
After all, everybody else gets to take off July 4th and go fishing, so
that's right.
Why not us?
There's Jay Beshears. Swing and a miss, strike one. I can tell you that in Toronto earlier today, we saw some more history. Because the Toronto Blue Jays, in their starting lineup, batting eighth, playing shortstop, Leo Jimenez, the former Lugnut, making his Major League debut. The pitch to Beshears, swing and a miss, strike two. Leo Jimenez, in 2019, at the age of 18, played the final two games of the season for the Lugnuts against Fort Wayne. And that counts, Adam. That counts. Jimenez from 2019, 5 years later, age 23, is in the show. 0-2 pitch. Fouled away down the right side. 9-1 Fort Wayne. Villar at second. Snobbery at first. Nobody out in the home sixth inning. Tin Cats looking to add. Let me add, because now 188 players have gone from Lansing to the major leagues in this club's 28-year history. Hall's pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with the off-speed down. Slider gets Beshears. One away in the bottom of the sixth inning.
Closing in on 200. How about that?
Well, let's say the Lugnuts were to rally back from this 9-1 deficit and win. This would be the team's 1,900th career win all time, 1,900. But you're right, now we're 12 players away from making 200 major leaguers produced. Slider called a strike, outside corner to Nick Vogt. This year, Brady Basso, Brett Harris, Max Schumann, and Leo Jimenez out of Panama. Righty-righty, the pitch to Vogt. Fouled up and away right side. I appreciated you noting earlier. Though it's spelled V-O-G-T, Vogt is a great name to have on the 4th of July.
I mean, come on now, it's America's Day, and that's a right that we all get.
It's one of my favorite little riddles to ask someone. Hall looks back. This is an 0-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Slider down and away. Fans a second straight tin cap. And four strikeouts for Dylan Hall through 1 2/3. Good looking slider. Here's Kai Murphy. So the riddle goes like this. What is something that you should do? In fact, your family, your friends, your neighbors would like you to do it. But if you did it more than once, you're going to jail. Kai Murphy takes a cold strike on the outside corner. If I told you that, we didn't talk about voting, and then you started to brainstorm, that's a riddle that I've gotten to stump a lot of folks. That's something, it's my civic duty, but if I did it more than once, it's illegal. The pitch to Murphy. Strike two called, working that outside corner.
Not illegal to pay your taxes twice, though. Convenient how that works out.
Little double jeopardy action. At first, Sanabria. At second, Villar. The set. Holds 0-2. Down low. CJ Rodriguez up with the baseball. Ball one to Kai Murphy, who is grounded out, driving in a run. Walked and scored. And his last time up, he struck out looking. And that ended the 5-run fourth inning.
Let's make it a true daily double, Alex.
Is the last batter to face Hall for the first time. First three batters reached in this inning, last two have struck out. Hall's 1-2. On its way. Line drive, right field. That ball is caught by Bautista Jr. Leaning forward. Inning over. Two walks, sandwiching the single. Fort Wayne plates a run. but Villar stuck at second. Sanabria stuck at first. We're going to the seventh inning. Tin Caps lead 9-1. Adam Jackson takes over the call when we return.
My name is Luis Fonsi. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at ALZ.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
Kids, they're just different than us. Finally, their cancer treatment will be too. Introducing the Dare to Dream Project from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Help us transform treatment and care for kids and support all our work at LLS.org.
Within 15 seconds of logging onto social media, the algorithm has your daughter in its crosshairs. Congress knows, but it refuses to act. Use your voice. Demand a plan. Join us at the Center for Countering Digital Hate, protectingkidsonline.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
As we bring it back here to Fort Wayne, off to the seventh inning we go. The Tin Caps have had the better advantage today thanks to two big half innings, three runs in the first, five in the fourth. Lansing scored a run in the fourth, nothing outside of that. Brian Buelbas leads off, first pitch. That's in there, strike one. It is still Jackson Smeltz that's out there. The pitch. That's inside. One ball, one strike. Yeah,
when I
that's
hear that,
right.
I'm like, what are you trying to say about Jackson Field?
Well, what I'm trying to say is, yes, Mr. Smeltz, he is the one that dealt it. The pitch home, swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. The one who smelts it is the one who dealt it. The lefty comes set here from the stretch, throws home. Up and outside. Two balls, two strikes.
Former Purdue Boilermaker.
Boiler up. Boiler up.
It must be nice for him to pitch in Indiana.
The pitch home. Swing and a miss. And that's it for Brian Buelbas. He's down, second strikeout for Smeltz.
Right, like you and I were talking about, Cole Kahn, Luke Mann, two Midwest guys playing in the Midwest League. How nice that is. Start things off in the California League, the Padres prospects in Lake Elsinore, the A's prospects out in Stockton. So come Midwest and things are just much more familiar.
And Purdue just 2 hours away. The pitch, that is in there. Fastball inside corner to Cam Masterman. You go 2 hours west, a little south, and you find yourself in West Lafayette, Indiana. The pitch home. That's in there. Strike two. Mackey Arena, still the loudest arena I've ever been to for basketball. It's unreal.
How's their basketball team been?
Oh, they almost won the Natty this year, Jesse.
Produced any NBA guys?
Yes. The pitch? I don't know if guys is the right term. Giant might be the better term.
It is center U.
The pitch home. That's a little bit outside with the breaking ball. That was right there. Well, Matt Painter, I don't know, obviously you see him on TV, but then you go stand next to him and you really come to realize how giant of a human he is. The pitch, swing and a miss. Masterman actually did deflect it, but it's held onto by Colton Bender. Two outs, three strikeouts now for Jackson Smeltz. 9-1, Fort Wayne leading. We're at the top of the seventh. On July 4th, 2024. C.J. Rodriguez coming to the plate here with two outs. The pitch in there, strike one. Zach Edey is the man we're talking about, big fella. Out of Canada, got taken by the Grizzlies. 7'4". That's all. The pitch, that's inside. One ball, one strike, but you know someone that was better than Zach Edey, bigger and better? The UConn Huskies, back-to-back Natty champs. Pitch home, breaking ball, swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. But anyway, shout out to Purdue. Their first Final Four under Matt Painter and their first Final Four since 1980. C.J. Rodriguez 0-for-2 today. Ground outs to short and third. The pitch, ground ball over towards short, past the dive of the third baseman Ortiz, and it's spilled by Bashirs as it bounds away in front of him up to the infield grass. What do you do on this one? I think it was more distracting for Bashirs that Ortiz laid out. He dove to his left, and it happened to be right in front of Bashirs. So Bashirs had to wait and see, is that ball going to get to me? Oh, and then my teammate is diving right in front of me. He missed it. No ricochet. C.J. Rodriguez is at first base with two outs. Here comes Jose Escorche, and we will see what the scorer decides. Pitch home, swing and a miss. The lefty brings it with the heat at 93 to the righty, Jose Escorche. He's 1-for-2, base hit, and a strikeout. They do go single for Siege. The pitch, lifted up, foul first base side. No balls, two strikes.
Can I give you a brief bit of science?
What are you, Bill Nye?
Let's say a pitcher's mound is 10 inches tall, right? 10 inches higher than the ground around it. A pitcher would have to be 6'6 to look Zach Edey in the eye while standing atop a mound.
The pitch, swing and a miss. And that is strike three. I don't know, man. Is that science or is that math?
Okay, that's math.
All right.
Good points.
Well, we've covered a couple of subjects, or maybe just one here. After 6.5, Lansing leaves the single from Rodriguez stranded. We will head to the bottom of the seventh and stretch it out all Fort Wayne up 9-1.
I want you to imagine for a moment you're in a hospital. You are the patient connected to an IV bag. There's a constant parade of serious doctors, countless tests, endless pokes, and a serious diagnosis. Scary surgeries are followed by painful recoveries. You're in the hospital for days, weeks, months. Now imagine experiencing all of these things and you're only a child. This is why Starlight exists. To bring happiness to hospitalized children through programs that help kids cope, build resilience, bolster confidence, and change their outlook. Programs like gaming, virtual reality headsets, toy deliveries, radio flyer wagons, and cozy hospital gowns are just a few of the ways Starlight eases a child's hospital stay. Because happiness matters. Visit starlight.org to learn more.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Here for the bottom of the seventh inning, God Bless America just being sung, and now we've got Take You Out to the Ball Game. So let's just go to it live.
Oh!
there's just simply nothing like baseball.
I love Tony.
That's outstanding down there. He's got the big old Harry Carey glasses on, the silly glasses, leading the crowd tonight. Take me out to the ball game. Very Jesse Goldberg Strassler-esque down there. We got to get you down on the field some of these times. He's down there on the field. That's pretty cool.
That is cool.
Well, what unfortunately is not cool is Fort Wayne is rolling right now. They're up 9-1. Jack Owen is the next pitcher, another lefty coming in for the Nuts. Trying to get Lansing through a quick seventh, bottom three of the card. Tevin Ortiz, Joshua Mears, Colton Bender coming up against the lefty, Jack Owen. We also are going to answer the trivia question for you here in this seventh inning. So Day is done for Hall. Dylan Hall, the first reliever, two innings, one hit, one run, two walks, four strikeouts. And you know what? Dylan has really struggled with the home run ball. Good to see he kept everybody in the yard. The pitch, it's down low, ball one.
I thought his slider looked very good.
It's excellent. I mean, that's the pure reason why he had four strikeouts in two innings. Pitch, that's whipped back, foul. Four of his six outs were strikeouts. You got Ortiz, Mears, Bashirs, and Vogt. How about that? Mears and Bashirs. They left the box with tears. The pitch. That's in there. Strike two.
I mean, we're talking about a pitcher, Dylan Hall, who was highly effective in Double A last year.
Owen's pitch. Breaking ball down low. Two balls, two strikes. It's just one of those years, but Hall, again, that's productive stuff there through the fifth and the sixth with that slider. We'll see if he can work off that performance, even though he did give up the run. The pitch. High drive out to right center. Base hit. Ortiz reaches for the second time. So the leadoff man is on against the lefty, Jack Owen. 9-1, Fort Wayne, bottom seven. All right, so the trivia question we asked you back in the fourth inning, which former Lansing Lugnut had an inside-the-park three-run homer at Jackson Field on July 4th, which actually was this man's birthday? Popped up by Mears. Left side of the infield, Angeles comes jogging in to the left of the mound, fades to his right, and two hands on the mitt, makes the catch. One down.
Three cheers. Sorry. No. No. I went to rhyme some more with Mears.
Well, Jesse will make sure you buy the beers. All right, here comes Colton Bender. Lefty-righty matchup, the pitch home. That's outside, ball one. So the answer...
Wait. We've got a correct answer.
Oh, we do?
In.
All right.
You jumped to the conclusion.
Well, I figure if you don't jump in, that means we didn't get any responses. The pitch, that's inside. So I apologize for moving too quick.
We've had some great answers sent in, actually, each of the last few games. And I should have kept on jumping in each of the last few, but, you know, distractions.
2-0 pitch. Hang on. That's down low. So you're telling me the
I'm
last...
I'm telling you.
Man.
Yes.
We got people answering. Well, I feel like we need to read off all these answers.
The whole homestand. People were locked right in there with us.
The pitch. That's in there. Strike one. Here I was thinking we didn't have anybody participating in trivia. Okay, well, what are the answers we got tonight?
Marsha Bullard writes in, Junior Perez.
The pitch. That's on the inside corner. Strike two. That is correct. There was nothing junior about this swing. It was walloped out to right center, and then that man can fly. There were two runners on. He nearly caught one of them, and he sped around, and on his birthday got an inside-the-park three-run homer. How about that? Here's a pitch. Breaking ball, swing, and a miss. And Bender, after being up 3-0, is down on strikes. Two outs. So now we go back to the top of the card, and here is Homer Bush Jr. The pitch. This is on the ground through the left side of the infield. It's a base hit. So Bush Jr. has reached for a third time tonight. Two on, two out. Ortiz to second.
Currently scouring the crowd because David Lockman, one of our longtime Lug Nuts listeners, is actually, he said, first base side. He said, look for the Junior Perez uniform.
Oh, I saw him actually before the game. I gave him a wave. Do you see him, Jesse? He's about six or seven rows up. He's eating some popcorn right now. White Lug Nuts uni, red Lug Nuts cap, and that big white beard. Jesse's not spotting him.
Behind the dugout?
The pitch? That's in there, strike one. No, I got this for you. Okay. So we're gonna take you down to the on-deck circle for Fort Wayne.
Okay.
And then I want you to go up.
I got
yeah.
you.
Wow, see, he's got it. The pitch home. That's in there, strike two. I think you and I, with how much time we've spent together, I think we'd be a good charades pair. I think we'd win some there.
I agree.
Two on, two out. Bottom seven, all Fort Wayne. They're up 9-1 on Independence Day. The pitch home. That is rolled up the first base side. Rodriguez can't find it. Now it is picked up by Owen about 10 steps up the line. Both runners advance. And we will see what they rule that one. Second and third with two outs now. Do you think we should go down to the Lug Nuts dugout before the eighth inning and let them know that just because it's Independence Day, they don't have to score just one independent run? They can score more, right? Pitch home. Breaking ball, weakly hit towards second. To his left, Escorche has it, throws to first. And that is the third and final out. What do you think?
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of offense.
And freedom of speech. We continue on to the eighth inning. Let's go fishing when we come back. 9-1, Fort Wayne leads.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
You're listening to Lansing Lug Nuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Okay, to the bottom, or to the top of the eighth, rather, we go. Seven down, two left to go here. We've got a couple of changes to tell you about as we go back to the top of the card for Lansing. The changes for Fort Wayne. Will Curtis is the new righty that is on the hill. Curtis wearing number 29, the 6'2", 220-pounder from San Antonio. First pitch to Danny Bautista Jr. That's outside, ball one. There's also a new shortstop. Jay Bashirs has been replaced. Nick McCleary is out there. He started in yesterday's game. Pitch home. In there, strike one. We talked about this off the top. This is the first game that Danny Bautista Jr. has led off. Today he's 0-2 with a walk. The pitch. That's on the outside corner, strike two. Fort Wayne with three runs in the first, five in the fourth, and one in the sixth to give up nine. The pitch, bouncing ball, weakly hit towards short, right at McCleary, and he mishandles it. Baseball, man. You come into the game, and the ball continues to find the newbies. And Danny Bautista Jr. gets on the right end of that deal. He's safe at first base. It just went right under the glove of McCleary. Didn't bring it all the way down.
It didn't come up enough. It was expecting that ball to bounce a little bit higher. And that's his game. You can make a case that he's the best defensive shortstop that Fort Wayne has.
Well, everybody's human.
E6.
And indeed, the pitch home. This is whacked up into the air, left field. Boat is coming in, now over to his right. Makes the catch. And Saheed Valenzuela is done. So with one down, that brings up Arribio Angeles. All right, we're going to go to the fishbowl here. It's 9-1. Fort Wayne is, they're cruising right now on Independence Day.
This is what the fishbowl is for.
I'm going to, Jesse, you know what, why don't you select? I'm just going to shuffle.
We can each choose one.
Well, let's see. I mean, we'll see how far in depth we get here.
Here we go.
Jesse's reaching in. He's plucked one out. We're going to get it after this pitch. The pitch. It's a ground ball over towards short, and it's cut off. Uh-oh. Over to second. Pilar to first. Out in time. Ha-ha. Not an inning-ending double play. That would have been completely unfortunate. So just a fielder's choice as they do get the 5-4 put out. And Anales is safe. Bautista Jr. is out over there at second base. And here comes Will Simpson. What do you got?
Who's the best lug nut you've ever seen play?
Oh, man. Oh, wow. The pitch. Swing and a miss. You know, I swear, I had no idea Jesse was going to pick this one. But I was actually thinking about this on the drive down because today reminds me of Tyler Soderstrom. The pitch, down low, one ball, one strike. I mean, he had the iconic swing that I still think is one of the greatest, if not the greatest, Lansing Lugnuts win in their franchise history. On this day, the three-run shot, the walk-off we talked about in front of 10,000. For me, Jesse, I do think it's Tyler Soderstrom. I think it's the former number one prospect that's now at the bigs. Pitch. It's flied up and out of play. One ball, two strikes. I mean, just simply the bat. I don't know if there's probably a more complete player answer because he was still tooling as a catcher and there were strikeouts in there, but the sheer power, 20-plus home runs that season. In 2022, he was exceptional. 1-2. It's a bouncing ball foul. Is there anybody else in the time frame that I've been with you since 2019? Any others that come to mind that would shoot up the list?
See, the fun thing is that we have seen so many first rounders.
Yeah.
We've seen so many top prospects. So that's been a delight to watch these as, like, we saw Jacob Wilson last year for a month, and he was amazing.
And that's the thing. Jacob Wilson, I don't feel like I saw him long enough. The pitch, swing and a miss. Down goes Simpson. And that'll do it for the Nuts. So we'll talk more about this. Yeah, Jacob Wilson was great, and he's going to be in the bigs very, very soon. But we only got him for a month. Well, we got Tyler Soderstrom for a long time. And he piled up the home run. So I'll go with Tyler Soderstrom. We'll get Jesse's answer to this question when we return off to the bottom of the eighth. It is all Fort Wayne. They're up 9-1.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
Okay, off we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Lansing trailing 9-1. Jack Owen is back out there. He will face 3, 4, and 5. We'll start with Romeo Sanabria, Jay Beshears, and then Nick Vogts. The pitch. Sanabria pops it up. Third base side, foul territory. Luke Mann coming over towards the wall, and he makes the catch just before it hits the netting. Right where the door opens up to the fans. Great grab by Luke Mann for the first out on the opening pitch of the eighth.
That's tough, because if that ball touches that net at all, it's out of play. So he had to get over there, Adam, understand where he was, and that is right next to the screen.
And it's a good call. You're right. It did not touch that net, and that is a dead ball as soon as it does. Okay, here's Jay Beshears. First pitch. Popped up, back out of play. C.J. Rodriguez giving chase, but runs out of room. So, out of the fishbowl in the eighth, it was who is the best Lugnut you've seen play. I'm going to stand true and stick with Tyler Soderstrom. I've only been in Lansing, though, since 2019. Jesse spans far and wide back to 09. So, he's Googling the teams now, making sure he doesn't miss, because he's seen a lot of great players from the Blue Jays and the A's or. A pitch. This is lifted up to right field. Bautista Jr. over to his right. Steps in front of Brian Buelbas, who is backing him up for the second out. Who you got, man?
Yeah, I think when you talk about Soderstrom, what folks have to understand is after April, which was hard for him, he was as electric as Bryce Harper for the Lugnuts. The hits that he had, the swings that he had, electrified the crowd. It was awesome. The best I've ever seen with the Lugnuts is Bo Bichette.
The pitch. That's a breaking ball down low to Nick Vogt, ball one.
2017, Bo hit .384 in 70 games.
Nuts. Lug nuts. Pitch. That's fouled off third base side.
I just have an idea of this. You know who's played 70 games on the Lug Nuts this year? Aribiel Anales. Brian Buelbas has played 71, nobody else. So imagine Aribiel, the amount of games he's played if he was hitting .384.
The pitch, breaking ball is fouled third base side as it rolls down just to the left of the bag, picked up by Mann. 9-1, Fort Wayne leading, bottom eight, bases clear, two outs.
You remember Henry Bolte's numbers? Bo had 32 doubles. He also had 10 home runs. He was all over the bases. He had a game against South Bend where he went 0-for-5 and five times flied out to the wall. Five flyouts to the wall. He had a doubleheader where he had, seven hits in the day.
1-2 pitch. That's down low. Two balls, two strikes. It was fun for me, just as a fan, and I'm sure any other baseball fan, to follow those two in 2017 and see that in that time, Bo was the better batter.
Yes, and he was 19.
The pitch is a weakly hit ball over towards first, handled by Simpson, puts up the stop sign to Owen. He runs over the bag in time, and that will do it for the eighth. So, awesome. Lugnuts. To remember, Tyler Soderstrom from the A's a couple of years ago and Bo Bichette back in 2017. They both were electric, and there have been many, many more great Lugnuts that have come through Lansing. Tonight, we will head to the ninth. Lansing down 9-1 in Fort Wayne. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler to finish it out when we return.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on a lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Bradley Rodriguez takes over on the mound for Fort Wayne with his Robin's Egg Blue Baseball Glove. The fireballing top 30 prospect finishes up his warm-ups. And the Fort Wayne Tin Caps are 3 outs away from a 9-1 win on Independence Day. Rodriguez out of Petare, Venezuela, 20 years old. Signed as an international free agent 3 years ago. 6'1", listed at 160 pounds, not anymore. He deals to Luke Mann. Check swing, went too far. Strike one on the fastball low. Fastball at 95. Mann, Wilbas, Masterman, 5-6-7 batters. Right at a lefty. Lopped it foul off the left side and back out of the seats, final row. 0-2. Well, elsewhere in Fort Wayne, somebody else has started up their fireworks show. Here's the pitch. Fouled back into the screen at 97. Rodriguez is getting warmed up. Through 19 appearances this year, 30 2/3 innings, 19 walks, 30 strikeouts. He's allowed 2 homers. He winds and throws. Down low, ball one. First off speed from Rodriguez. The fifth pitcher of the ballgame for Fort Wayne. Whiting, Geraldo, Smeltz, Gurdes, and Rodriguez. Here's the 1-2. A ground ball right back to him. He grabs it. Overhand to first. One down. He snapped that Robin's Egg Blue Glove right at the baseball. And now Brian Wilbas. There is some on-field charisma to Rodriguez wearing the glasses. And the first offering down and away at 98. Ball one. Robas is hitless. He's fly to center, grounded to third, and struck out swinging. 9-1 caps. The deal. Way outside. And 25 outs have been recorded. Only run for the Lugnuts today, a Will Simpson homer back in the fourth inning. Explosion in the background. Here's the pitch. And the explosion into the mid of Bender, but outside. Three balls and no strikes to Wilbas. Here it is. And that does grab the outside corner. A called strike. At just 97.9 miles per hour. That's all. Drive the 3-1. Fly ball center field. Homer Bush Jr. backpedals. He's under. He waits. He secures it. And now Fort Wayne is 1 out away from the win.
Jesse, I'm gonna challenge you. Put a challenge flag down on you. I think I'm gonna go coral blue with the glove. I'm gonna go coral blue. What do you think? It's very close.
I could see it. Slider outside, ball one to Cameron Masterman. Coral blue.
I'm gonna go coral blue with it. It is very, 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 very pretty.
Pop up. Right side foul ground. Catcher Bender throws away the mask, but that ball's back into the seats. The gravity right off the hands of a fan. Adam, I will accept.
All right.
Anything from you, Clayton? Shade of the glove? No? Nothing? One ball and one strike. The count on Cameron Masterman. The pitch. That's up and away. That's pretty close.
Trolley Worm Blue also. Okay. Sour Bright Crawlers.
That's close. It's close also to the Lansing Locos uniforms.
It is.
Hitters pitch 2-1. Swing and a miss by Masterman. And now the Lugnuts are one strike away from a 9-1 defeat. Three in the first for the Tin Caps, five in the fourth, one in the sixth. The Lugnuts and the Simpson homer in the fourth, and that is it. Two outs, nobody on. A two-ball, two-strike pitch up high and right through catcher Bender to the backstop. 3-2. Rodriguez's adrenaline is pumping. Takes off his cap. Deep breath. Cap put back onto his head. Ball under the glove. Holds the glove up in front of his face. Gets his sign. Fires. Low and away, ball four. At 99, but not close. And the shin guard flip by Masterman. It went straight up into the air, and then the wind carried it up the first baseline. It dropped the bat down. I've never seen the shin guard flip.
I like it.
So the walk given out by Rodriguez. Third walk drawn by the Lugnuts. Brings up C.J. Rodriguez, who takes a called strike. As far as we know, no relation. But at the Rodriguez family reunion, very large, there's a lot of baseball, I bet. And 0-1. Masterman runs. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball from Bradley. Masterman takes second. Defensive indifference. And once again, Fort Wayne is one strike away from the win. CJ is 1-for-3 with an infield single his last time up. Rodriguez from Newport Beach, California, trying to keep the Nuts alive. And the catcher Bender is going out to talk to Bradley. B-R-A-D-G-L-E-Y, Bradley Rodriguez. Tomorrow night, Blaze Pontes the ball against Henry Baez. Baez is another Padres top prospect. And then Saturday night, tomorrow night, 7:05, Saturday, 6:35, Jake Garland against the best pitching prospect for Fort Wayne, Dylan Lesko. We're ready, the set, the pitch. Swinging a fly ball out to left field, Boat backs up, he makes the catch, and this ball game is over. Fort Wayne defeats Lansing on the 4th of July, 2024, by the final score of 9-1. Postgame show coming up next from Parkview Field.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
After three games in Lansing, the Lugnuts winning 2-3. Game 1-3 in Fort Wayne belongs to the Tin Caps. Caps scored 3 in the very first inning, ended up with a 9-1 victory. Welcome into Lugnuts postgame. With Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Adam, this was and all around Tin Caps thumping on Independence Day.
Yeah, unfortunately, we kind of teased about this and how it had happened here the last couple of times Lansing's been in Fort Wayne. That dates back to last year. They have just really struggled here. And then, right away, bottom of the first inning, it gets off to a bad start. Fort Wayne has just one hit, two Lansing defensive miscues, a walk in HBP, and right away you're down in the hole 3-0. And Lansing just never able to come back from that. So, unfortunately, the defense that we talked about having to be important and them playing well in all three facets, pitch it well, defend it, and hit the ball. And again, Lansing just cannot figure out how to get consistent offense in this park here at Parkview Field. So take the loss here tonight. Series now even 2-2, and two games left to go to see who either wins this series or if there's a series split before we get the two-day break.
Key stat for you for Fort Wayne, 7-for-17 with runners in scoring position. They strand 8, the Lugnuts strand 7, but go 0-for-3 with runners in scoring position. Just didn't have enough runners on the bases and didn't have those runners in scoring position. One run on 6 hits, 2 errors for the Nuts overall, falling to 4-9 at 36-42 for the year. But Tin Caps, 9 runs, 11 hits, 1 error, improving to 5-8 at 33-46 for the year. Starting pitcher for Fort Wayne, Sam Whiting only went 3 scoreless, just 3 innings. Then they pulled him. They are limiting his innings count. So Jose Araldo picks up the win with 2 innings of relief, though he did allow the only Lugnuts run. Will Simpson homered, Simpson's 8th home run of the year. Jackson Smeltz 2 innings, Will Gurdes the 8th, Brad Lee Rodriguez the 9th to close things out for Fort Wayne. For the Lugnuts, Jacob Waters started, went 4 innings, he allowed 8 runs. 6 of those earned, 2 unearned. 8 hits, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts. And then Dylan Hall fired the 5th and the 6th, 1 hit, 2 walks, 1 run, 4 strikeouts. Jack Owen then, the scoreless 7th and the 8th innings, 2 hits, 1 strikeout. Game completed in 2 hours and 31 minutes.
Here is the biggest mystery of the night. How many people here tonight? They don't have the attendance listed on what could potentially be the biggest crowd in Parkview Field history.
Adam and I, as eyewitnesses, we could tell you it's more than one.
Yes, indeed.
Last check, they were looking well over 9,000. They were looking to threaten the largest crowds in Parkview Field history tonight. They're just having to do all the final tabulations, and then the recount, and then the recount of the recount.
Well, if they do it right here, I would imagine they might announce it on the video board to prepare you for fireworks, right? If it's one of the largest crowds in their stadium's history, which dates back to 09, and it's certainly up there. It's buzzing out there, ton of fans. So I guess we'll wait and see. That's the only thing we have unanswered left to go.
We are 1 hour and 19 minutes away from fireworks. They do not shoot the fireworks off here in the ballpark. Instead, they shoot the fireworks off the Indiana-Michigan Power Building. You and I, Adam, were here in Fort Wayne 1 year, not the 4th of July, but 1 year, where we saw fireworks. It was a Fort Wayne festival, and I remember you and I just stopping as we were walking along back to the hotel to watch them.
Yeah, I met the players who were standing like at the hotel or down the street leading to the hotel to stop and watch. But yeah, that's unique, so just entertain yourself for another hour and about 15 minutes here before they come.
Binge watch something. Check in.
Put a movie on the video board or something?
That's right. We could check in with the rest of the Midwest League. That's not such a bad idea. And in fact, as we look around the rest of the MWL, they're going to the 8th inning in Lake County. Captains and Dayton Dragons scoreless. Good pitcher's duel going on. South Bend leads in Peoria 4-0 in the top of the 7th. They're going to the 2nd inning in Midland, Michigan. Yes, the 2nd inning. And the Loons and the Whitecaps are tied up 1-1. Quad Cities trails in Cedar Rapids 4-0 in the bottom of the 4th. And in the top of the 5th from Appleton, Wisconsin, all Timber Rattlers 8-0 up on the Skycarp of Beloit.
Did you refresh that? There's no way they're in the 2nd inning at 8:42. Is this crazy?
Middle of the 2nd inning.
What time did they start this game?
There must have been a delay.
Okay.
Right? There had to have been. Yep. Delayed at the start due to rain.
I was about to say, they are nearly 2 hours in, and they're in the bottom of the top of the 2nd, whatever, after a run and a run.
They got approval. No pitch count today. You guys knock yourselves out. Around the rest of the A's organization, the Oakland Athletics defeated the Angels 5-0. The A's complete the sweep J.P. Sears combines with four relievers on a four-hit shutout. Brent Rooker, a couple of hits. Lawrence Butler, another homer. Tyler Soderstrom knocked in a run. 5-0 A's. The Las Vegas Aviators just underway against Oklahoma City. Jacob Wilson not in the starting lineup today for the Aviators. When he is, he hits. Kobe Thomas is in the offense. He's 0-1 with a strikeout. Brendan Bielak getting the ball for the Aviators against OKC. Double-A Midland winning 4-0 over Amarillo already. Henry Bolte batting third in the order. Adam, he's homered. His first Texas League home run.
How about that, baby?
Two-run shot, Henry Bolte. Brennan Malone is 2-for-2 with two doubles. And the Rockhounds are feeling good. Blake Beers, three hitless innings, six strikeouts. As a matter of fact, three perfect innings. He has struck out six of the first nine batters that he's faced. So all is coming up Rockhounds against Amarillo. Elsewhere, the Stockton Ports will get underway against San Jose at 10:05. Down in the Dominican Summer League, the A's won 7-6 over the Padres. A's Padres matchup just like we had here in Fort Wayne. The Arizona Complex League A's just underway. The rehabbing Jake Walkinshaw, the first two innings scoreless as he's looking to work his way back up to Double A and Triple A. We loved Walkinshaw when he was with the Lugnuts just a couple of years ago. Donnie Chaconis, top prospect, has taken over. Arizona Complex League Athletics taking on the Rangers, and they're scoreless into the third inning. That's your look around the Oakland Athletics and the Midwest League scoreboards today. Well, coming up later in this series, tomorrow night, Blaise Pontes against Henry Baez at 7:05 p.m. Then Saturday, Jake Garland against the Tin Caps' Dylan Lesko at 6:35 p.m. Adam, any final thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, this is tough, right? You're usually at home on the fourth. You're in front of your fans. You got that yesterday. It was a big crowd. It's a great feeling. You win 2-1, and then you come and play in this great atmosphere. It's Independence Day. It's celebrating this country, and you're doing it with baseball, which is beloved, and they just, you know, put together a good showing. I understand it. It's a long night, and then you got to travel up here, down here, rather, a couple of hours, but I think they got to regroup here, Jesse. You got to come ready to go tomorrow, and this is... It's been a long stretch for them, no off day, but there's not been an off day for Fort Wayne either. So they really need to put it together tomorrow, and it's going to start with Blaise Pontes. I mean, he has been such a good reliever, but he has really, really struggled as a starter. So hopefully he can kind of set the tone tomorrow and get back to good form as a starter, because he was really good as a reliever the last time he came out. But they need to get off to a better start tomorrow and be a little bit more competitive.
As you said, right from the very start, Blaise Pontes, last time that we saw him, five scoreless innings in relief. Can he build on that? 7:05 p.m., the first pitch tomorrow. Adam and I will have the pregame show for you before that. Lugnuts and the Tin Caps here from Parkview Field. We've got to wait a little bit before the next Lugnuts home game, because the next home game is July the 19th after the Major League Baseball All-Star break.
So what you're telling me is they go from a 9-game homestand to a 9-game road trip before they come back home.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. It's the 4th of July right now. You've got to wait 2 weeks plus a day for the next Lugnuts home game.
How the heck will we manage?
We'll manage. We'll manage just fine. There might be some soccer.
There might be some mischief, but it'll all be managed.
Yes. And with that, we say... Happy Independence Day to you and yours. And thank you very much for joining us for this broadcast. For Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Once more, your final score. The Tin Caps 9, the Lugnuts 1, in front of a mystery crowd. Let's see if we can get that attendance. Anything? Nothing. And with that, good night from the Summit City. This has been Lugnuts Baseball. Happy 4th, and go Nuts.